is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
Confident in my manliness.
Doogie.
I almost pooped my pants.
Dieter.
I'm known as the guy that wears panties.
Charlie.
I decided I'm going to pee on his shoe.
And Jeffrey.
Well, he made me poop, mother effer.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. Pick up the phone and talk to your best friend, Nads, our phone screener, and he'll get you on the air, 866-YO-ROVER. Jeffrey is here. Bedford Bart is looking for a mood check on him already. Already sent in a text message requesting that.
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, I was just like, I was reading the news, and I know that they're moving B-52s into Guam, you know, because of what's going on in North Korea and everything. And I was trying to figure myself out, okay, I already know the B-52 carries
seconds.
Approximately 48,000 gallons of fuel, so I tried to figure out, try to translate that to pounds. So I tried, one method was I tried to divide 48,000 by 5, which is 9,600 pounds of fuel. So then I tried multiplying it, and it comes out to 240,000 pounds of fuel.
So it's one of those,
right?
Probably, huh?
So I thought
Which is more realistic.
The more realistic number is 9,600 pounds of fuel.
Uh-huh.
By 48,000 gallons.
Right. And so it's 20 seconds before Jeffrey mentioned North Korea. Now, how much does a gallon of fuel weigh?
About 5 pounds.
5 pounds.
So that's what I went by.
Right, so if 1 gallon weighs 5 pounds,
and a B-52 carries 48,000 gallons,
right? So you divided it by five. You had two options: you either multiply it by five, or you divide it by five.
Correct.
And you did both, as a matter of fact.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you said it's got to be the one where you divide it, because it just looks better, right?
I mean, I thought it was a more realistic number, but then you'd have to multiply the number of gallons by the gallon's individual poundage, so it came out to 200. It equated out to 240,000 pounds of fuel.
But you just told me that you decided to divide it, and that was
Like I said, I did both to see what the numbers would come out, to see what
the results
would be.
I know, and then you told me that the realistic one was dividing.
That's what I thought, but then I thought, as I'm talking to you, I figure...
We walk through it, huh?
Right.
Gotcha. I understand. Okay. All right.
A little early morning. Kind of an early morning. I did it on the...
What's the point of all this?
What's the point, Charlie? Early morning math lesson.
Yeah.
Why not?
No. What's the point of the fuel? Why are you talking about how much fuel it's going to take to get to Guam?
No, I'm just saying.
A trip to Guam?
No, Charlie, I'm not playing a trip to Guam. I'm just saying.
What would you do?
What the B-52 is capable of doing in an aircraft that's been in service since 1955.
What would you do? You see that story in Hawaii?
No, Guam is near Hawaii. Okay.
Did you see that?
Okay, Doogie.
Did you see that story where they sent out a text message saying incoming ballistic missile? Take shelter.
I was listening and it was fake.
Yeah.
It turned out to be.
Let me ask you a question. What would you do if you got an emergency alert on your phone saying that same thing? And you know, not a text message, but this is an actual emergency alert saying Lakewood, where that's the suburb where Jeffrey lives, incoming ballistic missile headed toward Lakewood. Take immediate shelter. This is not a drill. What do you do? What are your first actions?
Can my wife and kids take shelter immediately?
Where do you take shelter?
In my basement. It's the most logical place.
Now, do you have to share your rations down there with the rat, or?
No, I'll let the rat starve to death, but I'll share the rat. I'll
Would
share
you
the,
eat
everything
the rat?
With the... No, I wouldn't eat the rat.
What? To survive?
No.
Jeffrey,
I don't
famously...
eat animals. I'm like Snitz. No matter how scraggly the rat is as a rodent, I wouldn't eat an animal.
Tell me chicken? What you had for dinner last night.
I eat chicken. Yeah.
Okay. You say don't eat animals.
No, I'm saying I would not. A rat is an animal I would not eat.
You eat hamburgers every single day, but you don't eat
not,
animals.
Not every single day.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh, my daughter cooked up something interesting. She tried to cook up a sort of like something Asian style.
Okay.
She took some hash browns, chopped them up, mixed them with some rice, scrambled eggs, and we try to mix it together like a little Asian dish.
What makes it Asian?
Oh, the rice.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, my daughter's taking a cooking class in school, so she's trying to get creative.
Potatoes, rice, and what?
Potatoes, rice, and eggs.
Eggs, okay.
And what did you have for lunch yesterday?
I didn't eat lunch yesterday.
No?
I don't eat lunch.
Breakfast.
Breakfast? I have cereal, you dummy. Jesus Christ,
what kind
Peter.
Of cereal?
Honeycombs. If you have to know that.
So according to Jeffrey's logic, Rice Krispie Treats are Asian?
Yes. I don't know, Snitz, are they?
Oh, God.
I was in a good mood, now you guys are going to try and bring me down, huh? Kind of like that old Electric Light Orchestra song, Don't Bring Me Down, which you're doing right now.
Don't bring me down.
I haven't heard that song in years, though. I've heard it a couple times.
Man, so you grab the family. Is there anything? You'd only have a matter of minutes.
Yeah, what like prized possession would you grab if you could bring one thing down besides your family?
I'd bring my laptop down, so if I still have an internet connection, I can still see what's going on.
Right, YouTube.
Because after a nuclear attack, I think your internet will be just fine. Right?
Yeah. If I can keep abreast on what's going on in the world and see what's going, you know, what's going on, what we're going to do to retaliate.
Yeah. All right. Well, sounds like he's got it all planned out, what he would do if he needed to.
What would you do
shelter.
In that same situation?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. I mean, you have to think those people in Hawaii really did. I mean, they get an official thing. They're like, oh, this is.
Not a drill.
And especially after we've been talking about North Korea launching a missile.
And they're the
I guess you're right.
State.
I guess I get in the basement. I mean, if I'm at home, where? What else are you going to do?
Basement. It's your best option.
But
getting a tub if you have one.
I don't know if that really helps you in a nuclear attack.
It's better than being upstairs.
You know.
I remember my sister one long time ago said if there was a nuclear attack, she would go to the basement and she'd have duct tape and tarps down there. She'd duct tape the windows just to make sure.
I think your sister. I remember your sister telling me that, and I'm like, oh yeah, the old plastic and duct tape defense against the radiation that works.
Yeah, but you think it's whatever. But now here we are saying, what would you do? I mean, these people ran. I think there were celebrity accounts. I think Magic Johnson, Diana Ross. There were people that were like, oh Christ, what do we do? They went to the basement of the hotel, and
Jim Carrey was over there.
You're right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Does Hawaii have basements? Because I know Florida doesn't. I don't know if it's the same kind of thing. Like, right. What if you're in Florida? Like, where would you go? They don't have basements.
They don't?
No.
I thought that was New Orleans.
Florida.
No, he's right. Florida.
No basements in Florida?
No. Not that I remember.
Someone's got to have a basement in Florida.
Vegas, too, right? No basements in Vegas?
There were basements in Vegas.
Were there?
Yeah. It wasn't as common.
Probably costly.
Because the rock is so hard in order to dig the basement. It's not like just taking a backhoe. You need some sort of special thing to pound away that hard rock that they have there. But I don't know. But some people had basement.
In World War II, during the Blitz, a lot of the people in London used London's subway system for shelter.
Mm-hmm. Well.
In World War II.
Okay.
Okay, Doogie. I'm just trying to give you a history lesson here.
I'm good.
All right, let me get to some email here. Jeffrey, by the way, you can tell he really showered this morning.
I think the honeycombs are the only combs he has in his house.
Whatever, Naz. No, I took one last night, so I just had to roll out. Yeah, shut up, douchey. Talking to someone that takes a shower every other week. So I wouldn't talk if I were you.
That electric dog collar on him to stop him from doing it's. It really is so annoying that every time douchey says something,
I'm just reacting to her.
No, I don't even have to say it. Dieter will say it, and he'll say, "What are you, douchey?"
Well, why don't we put a dog collar on douchey so she stops cackling like that?
Let's see. Patrick writes, this is a very long email. He writes, "Hey, Rover, I love the show. I was listening to the episode where you interviewed Steve-O. You mentioned that B2's parents were building a house right next to yours. Well, I did the same in a way. I had rented a duplex, and my girlfriend suggested that her mother move into the other side of the duplex. I was very against the idea at first, but with promises of a babysitter all the time, along with other things to sweeten the idea, I was finally convinced. Well, it was the biggest mistake of my life. My girlfriend's mother was almost over every day, just walking in unannounced. Thought this was crazy annoying. It was no longer our space. It was like hers. She started to make decisions for us, and then the nagging came. She would start bitching about little things. The stress was high because I had been the only one working for the past 3 years to support our family. I was helping my girlfriend go to school, along with helping her pay off her debt and trying to find a job. My encouragement was shuttered out, whatever that means, shuttered out by whispers from the girlfriend's mother, a.k.a. the devil, such as, you don't need to get a job. I guess that's what you're telling the daughter. You can go on disability and get free money from the government. Her mother was a freeloading POS who thrived on taking advantage of the system, getting food stamps, disability, and other scams, all by working under the table so she could qualify, and was convincing the girlfriend that she could do the same."
Yeah, but that's totally the opposite of that family that's going to live across the street. They're going to complain that you don't work hard enough and you work hard. Like, they're hard workers. They don't, you know what I mean?
Well,
you're going to be fine.
Listen, first of all, I don't do anything I don't like to do, so it's not like someone's going to move into near me and start telling me what to do. What do you think?
They'll still never see you. They'll never see you. How do you feel, by the way?
I feel all right.
Chest hurts still?
Just a little bit. I'm all right. Joel writes, "My brother and his girlfriend's father were in a bad UTV accident Saturday night when the UTV malfunctioned and they hit an embankment. The girlfriend's father passed away due to his injuries, and my brother was airlifted to a trauma center. These are daily listeners to your show, and my brother has been known to call in. Could you please spread the word in their time of need?" And then he has a GoFundMe page. "Help Tyler Lawrence KIO family." Look for that on GoFundMe.
One more time. Help.
Help Tyler Lawrence KIO, whatever that means, family.
And the dad passed away, you said, the father-in-law?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Whoa, I mean, I wonder, how does it malfunction? What does that mean? You'd think that the vehicle malfunctioned as opposed to them just hitting something? I mean, I don't know. That's in I believe that's in the Binghamton area, I think.
So maybe got stuck in the snow?
I think that's where the email was from, but I'm not positive. Let's see here. "Why does Jeffrey not want to be on the show anymore? He seems to regularly find excuses to not participate and trips or come in. He's been perpetually salty for what feels like the past 3 years. If anything interesting does happen with him, he tries to shut it down, denying listeners content if he got his way. I like Jeffrey, but more and more he seems to treat the show like an annoying chore."
Oh, great. I got to stand between the two fart martyrs here. Anyways, so here's the thing. Every time I do, when I do something crazy, yeah, that's content. And now when I'm not doing something crazy, you still try to get content out of it, you know, and I'm trying to be normal here. And I still get grief for that. But hey, I'm talking. So what's going on here?
I think he's asking because yesterday you went to your French job instead of coming in here.
Well, they needed. Well, see, here's the thing, Dieter. If I didn't have to work two jobs, if I only had to work this job, it wouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I have to. I got to split my energy here.
It's
so
just
it's,
hard
it's,
to...
it's hard for me. I got to be. I want to be fair to you guys. I got to be fair to them. It's the stuff. It's like I said yesterday when I was on the phone with you that if I could clone myself, I could send my clone to my fence company. I could be here
playing solitaire. Yeah,
I'm not playing solitaire. I'm talking right now, ain't I?
It is hard to find a job to pay a full-time wage to play solitaire in the hallway.
Oh, that's during a commercial break, Rover. Let's get that straight.
Okay.
Set the record straight on that one, my friend.
All right. Let's see. Kevin writes, Yo, Rover, I'm listening on delay, so I didn't want to call in regarding this subject, as you might have moved on by now. I want to bring up a few points on the whole Trump saying S-hole story. There's only one person in that meeting saying he said what everyone said he said. I love that sentence. There's only one person in that meeting saying he said what everyone is saying he said. A Democratic senator. First of all, let's just say he didn't say that, or now is it might have been S House instead of S Hole. I think that everyone else in that meeting, they would say, no, that's crazy. He absolutely did not say that.
Correct.
I don't know where this guy got that impression, but he's making it up. No, everyone in the meeting, all the Republicans in the meeting are saying, I don't recall the president saying that.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking.
It was harsh language, but I don't remember exactly what he said.
Let's see here. And then he goes on to talk about Uranium One. Okay. Here's someone that writes. Today, after listening to the show on the iHeart app, on my phone, I was scrolling through Facebook and an ad for theater seating popped up. I've never searched for this before, and are they listening, or is this just a strange coincidence? Well, I'll tell you what that probably was.
Strange coincidence.
They're probably not listening to you. And sometimes people have to think about this. The ads that you're getting served are relevant to what you're actually watching or listening to. And probably in the description of the episode of Rover's Morning Glory that you were listening to, it said Rover is pissed off at the theater seats, and it took theater seats. Someone has bought advertising for the term theater seats. So if it shows up in something you're watching on the internet or looking at on the internet, whether it be a website or whatever, then they're going to serve you ads for theater seats because they figure you're already looking at something to do with theater seats. You're probably interested in theater seats.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just listening to the show right now and all of a sudden theater seat ads pop up, then maybe they are listening to you. I don't know. KJ says, you have pleurisy. It's an inflammation of the lining of the lungs. I've had it. It hurt like hell. I seriously thought I was dying. Yeah, that was tossed around when my stepdad, mom, and all of them were on the phone with B2 trying to figure out. That was one of the things that was tossed around, that I could have pleurisy. But I didn't have a pleural effusion, which is, liquid down there or something.
How would they know? They did that
chest
test?
Chest x-ray, yeah.
Okay, so that's good. You don't have that.
I tell you something that I did determine that I absolutely have. This finger.
Oh, again with the finger. Oh, my God. Just chop it off. What? Already.
So I grabbed this hammer. Like, this is 2 weeks ago. I grabbed a hammer. It was like an old school hammer. And I'm telling you, immediately when I grabbed it. And
what's
I didn't,
a new school hammer?
Well, it was a hammer, but it was like really old. Like, it was like a.
It had like a heavy end and like a wooden part.
Like a flat part. Yeah. And then like a claw part. Yeah. Like an old school, like a hammer.
Yeah, but it had like some sort of coating. Not coat. I don't even know how you explain
paint?
It.
Have you ever seen a hammer
almost
before?
Like a paint, but not paint. And it had something. So I grabbed it, but not by the handle. I grabbed it between the head of the hammer and the handle, like on the metal part, you know? And immediately when I grabbed it, I go, ah, like, but then I look at my finger and I'm like, I don't see anything, but it really hurt.
Probably
ever
like
since
a
then.
Sliver of metal from the hammer probably went in.
It's in there. I promise you it's in there.
Okay.
And now I'm going to have to go, I don't know, how do I get this out? B2 and I spent a little bit of time yesterday trying to, she's like.
To like hack away at it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just kind of work on it?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do.
No, just let it be.
Sure it's even in there?
It's got to be in there because anytime I touch something, I mean, it could be anything. I could just touch my fingers together like that and it tingles. It's something's wrong with it.
Just give it 5 years and it'll come out your big toe.
Right.
It'll travel through your body just like it happened to my Aunt Rose.
Right. What happened? She got a splinter or something?
I think she was sewing and part of a needle fell off and it lodged in her finger, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, years later, she had an infection on her toe, went to the doctor, and it was the damn needle. It traveled all through her body.
It's such BS.
And it was the end of the needle.
BS.
So I'm just saying,
go to your heart.
Alone. It's fine, man.
It's what, yeah, now I have this piece of metal in my finger. I go, what if it gets... I thought about this on the way into work. I go, what if it gets into my bloodstream?
Oh.
And it goes into my heart. Is it going to just rattle around in there, just tearing up the aorta?
Dermatologists, maybe? Go to the, and they'll like cut it open? And
I don't know.
It?
I mean, I guess they... I can't see it, though. It's got to be...
You would see a black dot.
I think
it starts to get red.
I think it's so far under there, I think it just went. I think it's tiny, and I think it went
a sliver
immediately right under, you know, deep in there. But it was so tiny.
What about like a magnet?
I thought about
to
that.
To the surface.
I thought about that.
Or what's that machine where you can't have metal in on you? MRI.
MRI. Mm-hmm.
Go into one of those. It'll just rip it right out.
That's
right.
That's a good idea. Oh yeah, that's a plan.
Very good plan.
I did think about a magnet. Like, if I got a really strong magnet, I put it over my finger, would it draw it to the top?
To the surface
so I could see it, and then I could take a, like, heat up a needle or something and then dig it out. And
just go to the dermatologist. Let them dig it out. They dig in skin all the time.
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Rover?
Hey, man.
I used to have one of those old school hammers, and it made out of fiberglass. You might have got a piece of the fiberglass stuck in your finger from the hammer. I've done that before. It hurts like a... hurts.
Yeah, well, do you think... I wonder, how would they get that out? How'd you get it out?
I just waited for it to, like, bubble over, get infected, and I pulled it out.
Oh, perfect.
Just wait. It's a waiting game.
Yeah, just wait. Can't just wait for a big pussy infection on my finger.
Can't you die if
Jeffrey, come in here. Let me just...
breathe on it.
Yeah, just... Let me run my finger through your hair so I can get an infection tomorrow.
No, because you're already. I don't want to get you. I don't want to get you sick.
Sit on his finger. Hurry, Jeffrey.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. Anyways, you were talking about the thing with his lungs. You got to remember, Rover, just something my dad reminded me. You remember I told you when my dad had the bout with pneumonia, you know?
Yeah.
But you did tell me that as you get older, your lungs do thin out as you get old. That's what something my dad told me. That's something I have to keep. I have to kind of bear in mind. And then you got to remember, you didn't smoke, so you probably, you know. Everyone's gonna, no matter whether or not you smoke, you're still gonna have that issue.
He did smoke when he was younger. In Vegas, I've seen pictures of you with a cigarette in your hand. I've seen pictures of you.
I smoked about as much as any other teenage kid did when they were like 17 or something.
I never smoked. You can't say I did not.
You never took a puff of a cigarette.
Never once. I was so disgusted.
But you did a cigarette or you did a joint.
I tried it.
Okay, that counts.
Yep.
That's actually stronger than a cigarette. Yeah, because I'll admit, I tried smoking when I turned 21 with one cigarette. Forget about it. I'm not burning my lungs out.
I've got to take a break. We do have the shizzy coming up, the news, in just a moment. We'll be right back with that. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. the climate changing, the White House in disarray, Hollywood falling apart.
Not good.
Bring order to this chaos.
The only thing you can count on is Rover's Morning Glory. What's this world coming to? Now back to the show.
All right, the shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doozy?
We got to talk about the flu. Oh, my gosh, it's everywhere. And I'm going to tell you things to avoid so you don't get the flu. It can help you avoid the flu. I'll tell you that story. And we'll hear about Donald Trump's health. Some weird questions asked about his health. I'll have that story for you next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Devin in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Devin.
Morning.
Hey, man.
I was just calling because you said you had a metal stuck in your finger, and I'm a welder and a machinist, and it happens all the time. And what we use is called a rare earth magnet. And if you can't dig it out, when you go to bed, just tape it on your finger over the area, or, you know, tape it down with a Band-Aid or something, and just go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And 99% of the time, you wake up the next day, and the sliver of metal will be on the magnet inside your hand. You just feel a thing.
Oh, wow. What's Who would have thought? That's nice. All right. What's I'm going to try that. Rare earth magnet, he said. B2, if you're listening to this, run out and buy a rare earth magnet.
Where do you get that? Like Home Depot?
Who knows? I don't know.
You have to tape it on your finger?
That's right. I like that idea.
Yeah, just do it when you sleep, and by the time you wake up, 90% of the time, it's on the magnet, and you didn't feel a thing.
Wow.
Devin, that's good advice. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm so soft, man. I just would not last in
a real job.
Exactly. I mean, look at me. One guy sent a text message. He goes, guys on your show played soccer with a cactus and had cactus needles stuck in their feet for 6 months. And you've had it for a weekend and you're you're ready to chop your finger off. Do you still have issues with your feet from soccer cactus?
Certain times I feel a sharp pain on like the side of my toe, and I'm like, oh, what was that?
Yeah.
If I just walk wrong, or I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, I think there's still things in there, but how can I get it out? I think over time, because we're over 6 months later, stuff were just falling out of my foot. I'd be washing my foot, and I'd feel like a sharp end, and I'd pull on it, and a needle would come out.
How big would the needle be?
Oh, massive. Talk about like an inch.
No.
Yes. It was like that long. I kept them all in a bag.
For 6 months?
6 months later, I was still pulling them out. They were just working themselves out over time.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And Epsom salt, I would take a bath and it would kind of make them come out.
Yeah.
That could work. I don't know. On metal, but it worked on my feet.
All right. I just emailed B2.
Rare earth magnet. Yeah.
Just sent it. Okay.
Brad, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, how you doing, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo!
Hey, you know, I listen all the time, and Jeffrey always says that if he could work full-time for the radio station, that he would quit his first job, right?
Yeah.
Well, Rover, you offered him $1,000 a month to look at his GPS, and he rejected that, so that's true. Well, what's up with that, Jeffrey?
Well, simple, Brad. I looked into it, and I'm thinking, well, he's not going to just have my location. He's going to have my email, my search history, my documents,
I
don't need him interfering and all that crap.
And no,
so.
You agreed to it. Yeah. You agreed to it at the price of $500. You talked him down.
Yeah.
No, I didn't talk anybody down, so I didn't get no money yet. So that's all. As far as I'm concerned, it's off.
When are we getting into this?
As soon as I pay the $500.
And that's never going to happen. So, and then Rover's got bigger fish to fry than my location history at the moment. So
he does?
What fish?
That's what I think he does. I think he's got more on his plate than... Huh?
The splinter? Like
chest
what?
Pains, the splinter. What's on his plate?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't want to give anything away that I'm not supposed to give away, but I'm quite sure Rover's got a lot of other things to worry about.
Know?
Huh? Yeah. How do I know? I'm just guessing, Charlie.
What
ain't I allowed
say?
To guess and speculate like you guys do?
Go ahead.
What did he say to Brad when he was on the phone? He made that weird. What did he actually say
to him? Brad.
Well,
that's it. He just said his name.
Jared, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, how are you? Hey, I was just calling in about the magnet.
Yeah.
I actually work at a magnet factory. So the rare earth magnet, they are super strong, but they're more for holding power. They won't pull. You need a neodymium magnet. Those are the ones that actually will pull and not they have holding strength too, but they're known for like their pulling power.
Neodymium. Neodynium or whatever. There you go. I need that, Doogie. Tell B2 now. That's what I did. Doogie's emailing B2. She already emailed the rare earth magnet. Now has updated this already.
Yeah, there's a factory in Grafton, Ohio that actually sells magnets, and you can
get this at Home Depot. Just go in there, a magnet.
Nope, she's got to make a run all the way to Grafton to the magnet factory. Get it direct from the manufacturer. I need the strongest thing to pull this micro piece of shard out of my finger.
Grafton.
Emergency alert. We're actually closing down the highway all the way to Grafton, getting a police escort so we can get the
president in town?
Neodymium magnet. No, that's not the president. That's just Rover getting his neodymium magnet from the factory.
He has a splinter.
Because he held a hammer.
Hey, he picked up a hammer. Never used it.
Look, there's the life flight helicopter. It's picking up the neodymium.
Lands on this building.
And now one guy's like, that's not going to work on a piece of fiberglass. What are you going to do with a magnet? Why would it be fiberglass, by the way? It was a metal hammer.
Yeah, you picked it up by the metal end, right?
Yeah, not the part where, not the handle. It was the handle, but it was above the rubber grip on the handle and the... But not the head of the hammer, not that part of the hammer.
So that is the fiberglass. If it's not wood, it'd be a fiberglass handle.
It was like a metal
handle.
I'm pretty sure.
Do I email her and say scratch that because it's fiber?
I have an old wood.
Yeah, you might have to have actually her father bring that old ass hammer to some sort of scientific lab where they can analyze the makeup of that hammer.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the old ones are wood, and then the newer ones with the rubber handle at the bottom, the middle part's fiberglass.
To graft in.
It's hard.
Yeah, no, the head's metal. The handle can be made out of fiberglass.
Yeah, we're talking about the handle.
Yeah, so I'm talking about.
Some hammers have a metal.
It was metal.
It was solid.
It was metal, yeah. But then there's like a piece of like metal that flaked off, almost like it had a metal-like coating on it. And it flaked off. I grabbed it. Right in my finger. And I've been miserable ever since. Are you...
Wait, I am emailing.
Yes?
Get the hammer from your dad and take it to Grafton.
Oh, my gosh. This is the third email to B2. How annoying. First a magnet, then something else, and now you're emailing about the dad?
Peter, this is for my...
well-being.
My well-being. This is for my health and my comfort.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
emails.
It's too much.
At 7 in the morning.
Here's a guy that says it's only 20 minutes from the... Grafton is 20 minutes from your studio.
Oh. Jeffrey could go.
Well, it's 6 minutes by Concorde, which Jeffrey... We're going to retrofit the Concorde and be able to get to the neodymium factory faster.
There's one little problem with the Concorde. It can get you there in a minute. You need a 10,000-foot runway to land the damn thing. Dummy.
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Please.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Donald Trump is in excellent physical and mental health. That's according to his doctor. And the only thing he needs to do is lose some weight. He needs to exercise and drop some pounds. Yesterday in the White House briefing room, Dr. Ronnie Jackson delivered the details about Trump's four-hour physical and mental health testing that occurred days ago. I do believe President Trump told the doctor, stay as long as you want, answer as many questions, whatever. And the press, they really tried to find something. Like, how is this possible? The guy that doesn't sleep, who just lives on fast food, drinks pops all day. How is it possible he's happy, he's healthy, he's mentally fit?
And this was a real doctor, too, right? Wasn't it a Navy doctor here?
I mean, it's a real deal, yeah.
Here he is. No audio. Getting no audio. Charlie must not have...
I restarted it three different times.
Restarted it.
Three different times I restarted it.
Something wrong.
I loaded it. Well, no, it works when I do it. It's just somehow when you're controlling it, it doesn't work. So, user error.
Uh-huh.
Big time.
Go on to your next story, dude.
Sure.
Well, first off, did you see that the director from Guardians of the Galaxy is offering Trump $100,000 to step on a scale in public? No, because he weighed 1 pound below obese, and they're calling it the girther movement?
So you think that the doctor fudged the weight by a few pounds?
One pound. I mean, at least one pound, yeah.
So a that decorated he's not obese?
Navy doctor's going to lie about that?
He said that he's 6'3", 239.
Think about our former national security advisor. He admitted and pled guilty to lying to the FBI. He's decorated, right?
So, Charlie is right. It made me think when I heard those stats that made me think of Dieter. You're
6'2", 6'1"? No, 6'2", 230.
So, it's just a couple inches taller in this. I mean, look at the difference.
Here's the doctor.
In summary, the president's overall health is excellent. His cardiac performance during his physical exam was very good. He continues to enjoy the significant long-term cardiac and overall health benefits that come from a lifetime of abstinence from tobacco and alcohol. We discussed diet, exercise, and weight loss. He would benefit from a diet that is lower in fat and carbohydrates and from a routine exercise regimen. He has a history of elevated cholesterol and is currently on a low dose of Crestor. In order to further reduce his cholesterol level and further decrease his cardiac risk, we will increase the dose of this particular medication. All clinical data indicates that the president is currently very healthy and that he will remain so for the duration of his presidency. So,
did they mention the Propecia that he takes?
I did read that in the news. I did not see it in the... I'm sure they did. I mean, they were there for maybe 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Asking questions, so...
All right, go on.
Speaking of health, a 40-year-old mother in San Jose, California, died 2 days after catching the flu. Katie Thomas, who is considered pretty much healthy and liked to run marathons, died January 4th, according to this report. She's the 42nd Californian under the age of 65 to die from the flu. They say that she seemed absolutely fine on New Year's Eve. She called a friend Tuesday morning saying that she had a sore throat, but by Wednesday she was in the ICU.
Wow.
Doctor was saying that he had never seen anything like it, and it was not supposed to happen like that fast. So the family has asked for a private autopsy. The father believes she did get the flu shot, but they want to check, and she had 3 kids, 7 to 17. And flu is widespread. I mean, it is in every single state except Hawaii.
Yeah, saying that it's basically an epidemic right now, flu epidemic.
When you see the map where in the beginning where it slowly starts to creep, the whole map is covered. Every single state except Hawaii. And they say that the good news is that we're at the peak. They believe we're at the peak season. We still have a long way to go, but we're right there at the peak of it. And it should hopefully start to decline as each day approaches. But now we have a story of a 10-year-old boy that dies from complications from the flu. This boy over the weekend died, and he was returning home from a hockey tournament in Western New York. Nico Malazzi started feeling sick last Thursday, but he wanted to travel with his team to Buffalo for the weekend sports trip. And then Sunday, the condition worsened and he left the tournament early. So if he wasn't feeling well, he shouldn't have traveled. He shouldn't have gone to Buffalo. He apparently was on the ice. He didn't feel good. They took him. The parents took him to the hospital and he died. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I would think. But you gotta keep on top of this stuff. You can't let it go. You got to be proactive. Be like me. Go to the ER for anything. Ooh, I stubbed my toe. Emergency room.
They said the flu symptoms were complicated by pneumonia, which eventually led to sepsis. That was the actual cause of death. And here are some things you should not touch if you want to avoid the flu. If you are flying, anything on that plane, the seats, the seat
arms. How do you not touch anything?
You got to keep washing your hands. Uh-huh. You got to take the wipes. You got to do all of that. The food trays, don't touch any of that. Subway turnstiles, bus ticket machines. If you're traveling, the poles, if you're holding onto poles, if you're any of that stuff, if you're traveling that
way. Don't touch it.
Yeah. If you don't hold onto the poles, you're going to fall over.
I'm just saying, wash your hands if you've got to touch it, or use your sleeve. And do it that way.
But then it doesn't just get on your sleeve. I do that all the time. But
I do it too.
Then doesn't
like
it just get on your sleeve, and now it's just living in your sleeve.
Yeah, you can forget and wipe your nose with your sleeve, and goes right up there.
That would be bad. In our office, we have water machines, and we have coffee stations, I see people all the time refilling their water, and they put the water that they drink, they put it up inside the water tank, and then they fill it. That is the most disgusting thing ever.
Wait, they touch it?
They're putting it, actually, the nozzle around their lip hole.
Yes.
They stick their lip hole right to the nozzle.
Oh, yeah,
I'm below mine. When I fill mine up, I make sure I have a couple inches.
I wouldn't fill mine up if I saw people doing that, because now their germs are contaminating your water fountain.
Yeah, but the tap water's not as good, and I'm not going to pay $7 for bottled water all morning.
Liquid soap in washrooms, be careful of that. Salt and pepper shakers, be careful touching that. Ketchup, all that kind of stuff, just the flu is everywhere. Just be careful and just keep. My hands are almost bloody. They're so dry from washing my hands so much. But you got to do it. We just got to hang in there a little bit longer. I will end with this. Kim Kardashian announces the birth of her third child. Remember her and her husband, Kanye West. They were going to have another child, but she had a surrogate because she was endangering her health if she were to carry the third child.
Did you hear the big conspiracy?
The conspiracy is that the youngest kid in the Kardashian family is the
surrogate. Kylie Jenner is the surrogate.
Who's pregnant?
Kylie's the youngest.
Kylie's the young.
Yeah, it is Kylie. Kylie's disappeared for apparently a couple months off of all social media.
Well, because she's pregnant too.
Well, she's never confirmed that. And then she just appeared at the Cedar Sinai Hospital the day before Kim announced that she's having this kid. My girlfriend filled me in yesterday.
Well, if she's visiting Kim in the hospital.
No. Well, maybe.
And isn't there a rapper?
Why would Kim be in the hospital? Because
that's her child being born.
Yeah, she's. Yeah,
you're going to go.
She's in there with the surrogate, and she goes to visit. And then a rapper knock her up. Wasn't it Travis Scott? Or
yes.
Didn't he come out and say, yeah, I'm the father?
I don't know if he did come out and say that. But that is the conspiracy that Kylie Jenner is the actual surrogate holder.
Wow.
There you go. That's a shizzy. You okay over there on Rover's Morning Glory?
Yeah, it's just
what is that?
What are you doing over there?
Well, you know, I have so many computer screens, and the mouse doesn't go across the computer screens anymore. It doesn't go to the other computer over here, which is just a real problem. I mean, could you imagine using your computer, but you have four different computer mice? No, it's silly. So I have one. We have a little piece of software that controls the mouse across all of the computers. And it just is not working since they got in and did something to this computer yesterday. At least the computer's on today.
Okay.
All right.
How long you bought? All day. How much time you spent at the mall?
Yes, Jeffrey, quickly.
You think that mouse software could be out of date and probably needs to be updated?
Or the battery's dead?
Oh, wait, now it just started working.
Or, yeah, or maybe the battery could be low on the mouse itself.
Maybe.
Because I have the exact same mouse at home.
Money bags.
No, anything you dummy. I paid $14 for it off eBay, you dummy.
Anything I do,
Jesus
Jeffrey.
Jesus Christ. I don't even make that mouse anymore.
Anything I do, Jeffrey likes to
one-up you?
Yep.
I'm not saying I one-up him, but I like that mouse. It feels comfortable in my hand. Why not?
All right, let me take a quick break. We have a lot to talk about this morning. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. If you have something you want to chime in with, what the hell's happening in your life? Enough about me and my splinter and all that. What's happening with you? 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Do the most and they ain't done. Only way I can sum it up, some beer. Rover's Morning Glory.
For the pain, stay for the laughs. Stick around and you'll never believe what'll happen next. Rover's Morning Glory.
Sicily, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sal.
Yo, Rover, what's up, man?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, just on vacation here in Sicily, seeing my family. I've been telling my friends I'm going to call in from Sicily for the first time ever. Just want to say what's going on. Love you guys. COY. I was wondering, where's B2's parents from? What part of Sicily?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. B2 holds dual citizenship between...
So do I.
Yeah, between there and here for some reason. I don't know why, but sounds cool, doesn't it? Sounds pretty sweet.
Yes.
It just sounds like you're important. I hold dual citizenship. Really? That's
yeah.
Anyhow, I don't know. What are you getting into over there? How are the chicks, Sal?
Well, my wife is right here next to me, but other than her, it's very hot. We're the tightest team. Their asses just pop out. It's unbelievable.
Those guys over there too, man. And Charlie, do you remember those guys over there in Italy? How aggressive they were.
No, yeah, and they weren't.
We weren't looking at this.
They weren't really that big of guys. They were all like smaller than me, and they were just like
yeah. They're European. They're tiny, dude. They're like
I think Italians. They're like 5'5". I don't know.
Italians as big guys?
Like a mob.
They're little. They're all little tiny
little
guys
in track suits that can dance.
And they just. I remember Charlie and I were dancing with some girls that we had met, and then they...
Not for long.
By the way, that's a sight to be seen. Just Charlie, me, two girls dancing in Europe. Sounds like fun. And these Italian guys, what they do, they'll box you out. They boxed us out. They would try to get in between us and the girls, and then you're just looking around. These six Italian guys, they're all tiny, trying to...
It worked, they.
They swarmed. It was a swarm of hairy, sweaty Italian guys.
Yeah, like
in drag
a couple
suits.
Would distract us, and then the other ones, as we're being distracted, the other two would just start dancing with the chicks, and then the chicks are gone, and now we're just dancing with two Italian guys.
Yep, or each other. Just Charlie and me, just sitting there dancing. All right, Sal, be careful over there. Have a good time. Try not to spend too much money. How are you calling? Are you calling with a regular phone call? Are you using Skype, what are you doing?
No, I bought an international phone card, so I had to type in like 50 numbers in order to call you guys.
Huh. Aww. All right. It probably cost them $25 just for this phone call.
Sorry.
All right. Sal, have fun. Be careful. Thank you. There's a couple of guys that are in trouble for not related. Well, they're kind of related. One... A guy named Taylor Hendricks was arrested. This was in Philly. He was ejected from the Eagles game, and he went outside. This was over the weekend. He went outside, and he immediately punched a police horse in the face numerous times. You know, and it had a police officer on the horse. Who does that?
So mean.
Yeah, why the horse?
I don't know, but that's just so dumb. Why? I guess if you're loaded, you're not thinking straight, but why go up to a cop who's on a horse and start punching the horse? And then, of course, other police officers rushed over. They
beat his ass, I hope.
Arrested this guy, and they say that the horse was not injured, nor was the officer who was riding on top of the horse. He was punched in the legs, so he probably like moving that horse around. They were down there, those mounted police, at the
parade.
The 0-16 parade that we were part of the other day. And who goes around and scoops up the poop? Like, I noticed that there's a big pile of poop that they scooped up or did something. And then they put hay or something down on top of that so that you don't, I guess there's some remnants, obviously. Do the cops get off the horse and
Hell
scoop
no.
it up?
Who's, no, I've never seen
who's
that.
Who's doing that?
The street cleaners that clean up all the beer cans and cups, they have to clean up that poop.
I don't know.
I don't think so. No.
Who does then?
I think the police bring in their own poop cleaners. Yeah.
So I've never seen that.
That person's on payroll. What do you do?
Well, a regular street cleaner, where did he get hay from?
Well, I've never seen that with the hay. Because I just see, like, there'll be remnants, like you said, after, but they clean up the bulk of it.
Aren't they pooping hay? Are you confusing the poop?
No.
Well, hay doesn't actually
come out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if they didn't digest, maybe they ate their hay too fast.
Yeah. They balled up hay, but you're talking about actually hay strings.
They didn't chew their hay.
God, what is wrong with them?
I've seen some horses actually have a bag on their ass. Yeah, that catches the...
Sure.
Yeah, that's like the kind that are... carriage. Like a carriage, but for whatever reason, those police horses, they can't...
A horse poop has tons of hay in it. Are you sure that you saw hay? Yes. I was not the idiot here. You guys were making me...
No, it looked to me like they put hay on top of it.
Like the sawdust and puke.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Where do they keep these horses? Where do they live?
At a stable. Charlie, don't be an idiot.
Is there a stable downtown?
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
Or do they drive them in from the country?
No, I think in vicinity, there's a...
She doesn't know. She's pulling this right out of her ass.
Just
like Jeffrey pulls stuff right out of his ass.
Why? What's the point? What's the ultimate point of the horse?
You know, I don't understand that either. I think it's for the cops maybe to have increased visibility. They're higher up. They can see over the crowd. They can see down into the crowd. I've also heard that people are afraid of these animals. You know, they're just giant animals.
Of a horse?
Yeah, the crowd control. They're 1,000 pounds. This thing is massive. It could just shoulder blast you out of the way.
Yeah, they turn those horses to the side, and then the horses start walking kind of sideways. And that, like, they'll have a line of these horses walking sideways to clear out a crowd. Mm. You never seen this, like in a riot or something, Doogie?
I'm not usually in a riot situation. I'm in bed by 8, so.
Even at the parade, it's intimidating how big these things are.
Oh, yeah. I went right to it. They're beautiful.
Did you pet it?
I did. I asked the police officer first if I could.
Speaking of how big they are, a man in Alabama named Daniel Bennett, he's 18 years old. He's awaiting trial after he was caught by a woman in her stable with the horse in a barn stall. And she went out there at night and she found this guy kind of in the corner there.
Giving or receiving?
Stop. Sexual?
I don't.
Or it's just sleeping
there? No, sexual. Sleeping.
He's sleeping under a horse.
They say that... she found what she believes to be evidence in Polly, that's the horse, in Polly's stall multiple times. I would say 7, maybe 10 times, she tells the television station there. Toilet paper had been left. The haystacks had been removed. Items had been turned over. That's as far as I want to go, she says. So that's the evidence that, you know, there was some sort of evidence.
That doesn't mean that he was banging the horse.
What's the teepee for?
I think he was just living in there like a weirdo.
No.
Pooping
in
there?
No. He was screwing the horse.
Yeah.
There's other places to sleep than in a cold barn with a dangerous horse that could stomp you. He's obviously, I think, mounting. He's putting the hay up and banging the horse.
So he's getting behind the horse?
Oh, God.
What's the teepee for? Is he cleaning up?
Cleaning up, I guess.
His front or his back?
Bloody behind.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a good question. I don't know.
Nads?
What am I the expert in this?
I thought you would know.
No, I think he would have to be getting pegged by this horse because...
He'd be dead if it were
a smaller animal.
You can't get behind a horse. They'll kick you.
Not all horses.
No, if you start doing something like that, I think a horse is going to kick you.
Never walk behind you.
Number one rule, don't walk behind the horse.
There's no way that that horse is mounting him, though.
Oh, that killed someone. Well, that was the famous Mr. Hands.
Yeah.
Right.
Who was the videos that would be posted of this guy getting having sex with a horse or a horse having sex with him. And he was killed by it. Wasn't his intestines perforated?
Yeah, his colon and intestines. Yeah. Jeffrey, you're a fan of Mr. Hands.
Funny, Dieter. Real funny. No, if the horse was to kick the guy, the guy's skull would be smashing with 1,000 pieces. Those shoes are metal.
Okay.
Okay. Or other than that, the horse could have just stumped the skull out for him.
The horse was asking for it, right?
I don't know, but I'm not an expert in bestiality like you guys are. So that's what this guy should be charged with.
This guy was charged with possession of burglar's tools, sexual misconduct, and second degree criminal trespassing. He's going to be in court tomorrow.
I want to know what the proof is because I'm not convinced. She said she didn't want
the haystacks were messed with.
Okay.
The teepee.
So stacking the haystacks maybe to get higher.
Right.
Corey in West Virginia, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Corey.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
So I went to school at OU, and they always had horse cops out to control the crowds, especially during fest season. They basically shut down the street, and every house has a party. And those things are pooping everywhere. I mean, there's poop everywhere on the streets for a week afterwards. But, yeah, I've seen people actually get arrested by the horse cops, and they'll tether them to the horse to make sure they don't go anywhere so they don't get taken to account.
How do you get arrested by a horse cop? Does the cop have to jump off the horse?
Yeah. My roommate actually did when I was down there, and he came off the horse, arrested him, tethered him to the horse, and then got back on the horse.
Well, yeah, that's pretty sad when you're arrested. I mean, you could just run away, right? Like, this guy has to dismount the horse.
You can outrun a horse? Well, if he's chasing you.
I'd go into a building.
Well, then
so
he would get down.
Can follow me in there?
No, then he'd get down. But I'm saying on the street, you can't outrun a cop on a horse.
Well, I'll give you that, probably. Anyhow, so there you go.
We got to follow up on that. He's in court tomorrow.
And Polly, someone pointed out, if the horse's name is Polly, that's probably a female horse. So he's probably doing the horse.
That makes sense.
Aww.
Doesn't it? So he did get behind the horse.
But you've seen a horse thing. Would she even notice?
What are you saying, Snitzer?
I'm saying a regular human-sized penis is a little different than a horse's penis.
Oh, jeez.
So you're saying that
maybe yours, but I mean.
Yeah, come on.
And if you're
saying horses are like, they're huge, like the females have huge.
I don't know.
Isn't
they're made to accommodate that, so.
Isn't it underneath?
They're gapers.
Oh, the butt. Is it the butt?
The butt? What are you talking about?
It's been a while, I guess.
Wait, what do you think he's doing? Like, do you think he's getting high up?
I'm gonna look up pictures.
He's getting behind, dude. Have you ever seen
he was just talking about.
You ever seen a horse having sex?
You have to show her.
They're not doing it missionary style, dude.
But another horse is so different in size that it can go under and reach.
Where do you think it's at? Like at the belly? The
I
belly of the horse?
Don't know.
Sean, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I just, I had a story about a guy doing a horse back in the day. I used to be a cop out in Ashtabula County. And the very first call I ever went on when I was a trainee was up in Plymouth Township. We got a call, this domestic in progress, wife's whipping out.
Get up there. What we find out.
I don't know what happened to his phone there. What did he do?
He went to speakerphone.
Yeah, he did.
So people could hear.
Speakerphone, Bluetooth, something.
It was a major
switch. Yeah, it was on Bluetooth.
All right, go on. So you get there, and then what happens?
So what happens is that the wife and the son come, they're flipping out, they're crying. The husband is sitting on the stairs in the trailer there, and we get there, we're like, hey, what's going on? You know, we got a call, it's violent domestic. And the wife says, I knew that this guy was cheating on me. I knew it. Well, okay, so what happened? She says, so me and my 15-year-old son, we follow him out to the barn because we figure he's meeting some chick out in the barn. And sure enough, we get in there, and he's standing on the stool behind the horse going to town.
Oh, my God. Banging his own horse.
Banging his own horse. So we asked the guy, we're like, sir, is this true? Is this what was happening? And the guy fully admitted to it, that he'd been doing the horse, and that he thought he was off his rocker, so we had to take him up to the hospital to get evaluated.
Oh, my God.
True story. He was there, hit that horse.
Well, maybe it's more common than people think. I mean, it just seems so bizarre, but you hear stories from time to time about people banging horses, and well, that's the first initiation that he got there on the police force. Thank you, Sean. Man,
I would love to have a horse. Oh, no.
You
found
can't
pictures.
Take care of that.
No, I'm nervous.
No,
about
I think you just
kind
of leave it at the stable. Like, if most people own horses, I don't think you do much.
Mike,
you leave it at the stable, you show up once
kid,
a week, and you like
no.
feed it some oats, yep. and you show it to G and go, here, feed it a carrot, and then you go
no,
home.
No, my kid
like,
had her birthday
party. It's
like party.
Me having a boat. I haven't seen that boat in 6 months.
Exactly
you
the
still
same
have
thing.
That
my
boat?
Aunt has a horse out in California and does just that. Like, she'll go ride it once a week, and she'll feed it some oats.
Yeah.
No, there. What? Look, my kid
they
had a party
too,
out there at a stable,
yeah.
and there was a girl next to us. They showed, they're like, these are the horses that the kids will ride, and then you have to walk through where they're bigger horses, and there was a girl we started talking to. She's in high school, and every day after school, she goes to the stable. She takes care of the horse. They have to groom them, feed them, exercise them,
what
all
a life.
Of that.
That sounds like fun. You're in high school, and every day after school, you have to go groom your horse and feed it.
And how much
it
does that cost, a horse?
Oh, a lot.
A lot of money.
To feed it, to buy it.
To rent.
These douches must have looked into this,
no.
obviously.
No, God, no, I couldn't afford that.
Is a horse $20,000?
I probably think.
I don't know. I have no idea. Is it $500?
Seems like it's just get like, it for free.
No.
I think you can get one for like $5,000. I think I did look a long
That's
time
a probably
ago.
Probably a crappy horse,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, older.
Right?
$5,000?
I'd say
horse.
$10.
Huh.
I know somebody got one from Texas, and then he had to get it all the way driven up here. And then they keep it in a barn, and the girl goes every day to see it.
See?
It's like a pet.
Yeah.
The American Association of Equine Practitioners estimates the minimum annual cost of owning a healthy horse, not including the stable cost, to be about $2,500.
A year?
Yes, but the stable cost probably on top of that probably bring it way up.
Can a horse lay down? What's the animal that can't lay down because the weight will crush him?
I think that's a myth. Horses can lay down.
Can they?
I don't think horses lay down.
Yes.
I don't think they do either.
Yeah, you go to a stable, they're laying down. If you go to a petting zoo, they're laying down.
They got
to
get them up.
They're like, what's it called? Their legs are bent, they're down.
Yeah.
They're definitely on the floor.
I heard some screaming coming from the fart box a few minutes ago.
In that last break?
Yeah, in the break. What were you screaming about in there?
I'm trying to think what we were discussing.
Thought maybe he was looking at his Bitcoin price. That's
oh,
down.
No.
That's down again.
No.
How much money have you guys lost in Bitcoin?
Oh, I love this.
Hey, we're riding
Major
it out.
Crash.
Yeah, riding it out.
Riding it out. What do you got? What do you?
It's stupid to sell. I've been in for a week. Yeah, there's gonna be ups and downs, guys.
Yeah, I'm not leaving.
I am currently down.
Whoa.
$400.
When do you get out?
I'm not. Ride it out.
Ride it out.
Ride it out. Ride out the storm. Not selling until the end of the year.
I'm 130 down. 130.
Unless it jumps up really high, then I'm like just end there. And I had a good run.
I won a couple $100.
Yeah, I got a couple $100.
And how much was Bitcoin worth when you bought it? What'd you buy in at? The cost of a Bitcoin.
I have to try to get
I
you the
information.
Just
lost another dollar. I can see it going down.
I bought in Rover at $15,000.
Oh, God.
I bought in at $19,000.
No.
Wow.
$19,000.
He's like, you're an idiot.
$19,000?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't. Now it's at 10, so it's lost a third.
Not good.
Yeah, that one's really taking a hit. I put more money in yesterday, actually. Yesterday was the day to buy.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
About $300.
Because it was a little bit higher than today, right? Huh?
Which lower, actually.
No, it all went super low. I didn't put more in Bitcoin. I bought a bunch of altcoins. I got Verge. We're talking Cardona.
Oh, yeah.
What else do you want, huh?
Nice.
Snitz,
sweet.
What are you down?
I really don't have anything in there, but I'm up because I'm mining, so.
Oh, you're mining now. He's a Bitcoin miner.
I'm creating money. I'm not losing anything.
You got that crap all over your house, radiating heat everywhere? You're doing that crap?
I'm in the middle of building one. I have an old system that's just pumping away right now. So. Oh,
it's going to heat your whole house.
It's nice. I need some heat.
Are you really, Snitz? You're doing the mining?
Yeah.
So what are you up right now?
No. It's a really old machine. So I only have like 30 coins of an altcoin. So it's not worth it that much.
How much is this coin worth?
Right now it's like 10 cents. So it's like a few dollars in a day.
So you've
like
used about... $10 in power.
No, it's really low. Yeah.
Didn't I see somebody's going to start taking Bitcoin as payments? Was it the Bunny Ranch?
Lots of places are. I think Mark Cuban, whatever, the Mavericks, is that what he has?
Yeah.
But how?
He's accepting
Let me ask you.
What do you mean? At his arena, you can go and pay for a beer with that?
Take my phone?
Let me ask you a question. If it's this volatile, the price. So let's say... theoretically, a Bitcoin is worth...
Stop talking about it.
$10,000. Okay, right now it's $10,500. Doogie bought it at $19,000. So she's lost about half of her money.
Right, or in a week.
Yeah. Good job, Doogie. Real sophisticated investors we're dealing with here.
The more you talk about it, the more I keep going down.
But if you accept Bitcoin in your business, and that it swings like this, it fluctuates literally minute by minute, why would you accept that? That doesn't make
Mark
any
Cuban's
sense.
Mark Cuban's a shark. You're not. I'm going to believe in Mark Cuban here. There's a reason he's going to accept it, probably because he's expecting it to swing the opposite way.
Dennis Hoff, too.
And then he's going to...
I'm on board with him.
Then he's going to make a lot of money because people bought a ticket with Bitcoin. You can't use it at the
But
arena.
What happens when it you swings it down? I mean,
Mark Cuban's the smart one. You're asking me, Mark Cuban, the super smart investor.
This is why I pay a dollar for something, I pay you a dollar. I go up to you, I buy a Coke from you, at your little hot dog stand, okay? You know that today a dollar is a dollar, and tomorrow it's going to be worth pretty much the same as what it's worth today, and in fact for the next year or whatever, right?
Right.
Now imagine I come up and I pay you in a Bitcoin and it's worth a dollar. Perfect, right? You go, okay, well, instead of taking this dollar, I took a Bitcoin.
But tomorrow
that same Bitcoin that I paid you today is going to be worth 50 cents.
3.3.
Who would take that then as a payment?
Yeah, why would you take that as a payment?
Because it could also go up, and Mark Cuban is worth
But it could also go down. This
billion with a B, and according to Celebrity Net Worth,
Rover's gone up to $15 million. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much of his money he made in Bitcoin, Charlie.
But do you think
he's your favorite guy? You love the show. You watch the show. I trust in Cuban. And for some reason, he's going to accept it to buy tickets. Not at the arena for a beer or anything, but you can buy tickets with Bitcoin starting next year, I think.
Well, Bitcoin was worth $10,600 when we started talking about this. It's at $10,400.
And last year, it was
down 8.24%.
And last year it was worth $500.
Yeah, so you guys are going to be really screwed if it goes down to $500. You're going to lose literally all of your money.
It could be.
But then can't it go back up?
Or I could go back up. That's why you don't look at it day-to-day, Rover. That's a terrible investor technique. Warren Buffett suggests never to do that. Just put it in. You forget about it.
Now, interesting. Does Warren Buffett say as you're taking his sage advice?
Oh, no.
What does he say about Bitcoin? What does he say about
Warren
Bitcoin?
Warren Buffett's an idiot. He's never even bought like a nice house. He still drives a car from the 80s.
Yeah, but that's why he's rich.
Just told me that Warren Buffett says you can't look at it day to day, and he's a smart guy.
You take
he's
a little bit
one of the richest men in the world.
You take a little bit of information from a bunch of different people. The person I'm not going to take advice from is you. Mark Cuban, for some reason, is accepting Bitcoin.
His net worth is $3 billion. Warren Buffett's...
$3 billion.
Okay, Warren Buffett, his net worth is $30 billion.
And yours is
more than that. Hold on. Let's look at this.
It's actually...
That's what he's given to charity.
Sounds
he's
like Warren Buffett has a net worth of... it's $27 billion dollars higher than Mark Cuban.
No, it's more than that.
Now, listening to this whole Bitcoin discussion, I just think that the Bitcoin has the same volatility as the stock market.
Does it?
Well, listening to your discussion, little Bitcoin discussion here, that's the conclusion I draw from this whole discussion.
Ride the storm out, everybody. Sit around.
I might buy more.
Buy more. It's low right now.
Litecoin is really
low. It's a buyer's market.
So what is Warren Buffett? Warren Buffett's net worth is $73.1 billion.
I'll take $1 billion, Rover. I mean, I don't...
I'll take $1
million. Yeah.
I don't need a billion.
He says...
Who put all their money... Somebody started buying it up like crazy. Was it Elon Musk, your dude?
Oh, really?
Somebody started putting a bunch of their money into Bitcoin.
I heard that there was a rumor that...
Oh, the Facebook guy. Not Mark Zuckerberg, the other guy that was an early investor... There was an early investor in Napster, the guy that was early on
Facebook.
Sean
Fanning?
Maybe that guy. I believe it's that guy. Or it's another Facebook guy.
Okay.
Started putting all of his money into Bitcoin.
Well, the Winklevi did that.
Those guys, too.
Uh-huh.
Did they make money?
Yeah. They're rich as hell.
Yeah. All right.
Question for Douchey. Oh. If Warren Buffett was to walk in here right now and give her a check for $1 billion, yes, and he said, all you got to do is sleep with, yes, me, would you do it?
Yes.
Wow, for $1 billion.
Yes, you should,
right,
too, Jeffrey.
Call Warren. See if he can get you laid by Douchey. Let me take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania.
Morning.
Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville.
Rover. West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids.
Rover. Rover's Morning Glory.
Whoa, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
I have a story for Jeffrey, a WWE tag team champion in trouble with the law. What did he do? Who is it? I'll tell you, coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Jeffrey, did you watch, what does he watch? Monday Night Raw.
Raw's coming up 25th anniversary, he told me. Is it next
week? That's next week.
He's so pumped about this.
What are you going to do? Where are you going to watch that?
Probably from the bus if we're going to be on the road.
Oh, that's right.
Well, we won't next
we're
Monday.
We're not going to be on the road Monday.
Oh.
Oh, good. Oh, probably. Probably with Scat. We have a thing where we watch that together every now and then again.
Okay.
Is Scat your friend, the listener, going to Rochester for the holiday?
I have
hangover?
No idea what he's doing. So.
Are you ready for the holiday hangover to do your set?
Yeah, we're going to be in Rochester. The end.
I'm working
next
on it,
week.
I'm working on it, okay?
Yeah, Jeffrey's going to get on stage and he's going to do a comedy routine.
Should I cancel it? I told Mike Ninny, our boss in Rochester, I said, I don't think this is a good idea.
No, it's a great idea. What are you talking about?
He's not going to take it seriously and he hasn't even gone to any open mics. He hasn't practiced.
No, I think it's good to do it first time right off the.
Yeah, you have that nervous anticipation. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sometimes if you just wing it. Too much planning,
Well, you wing everything, Robert. Remember when I went out and technically did karaoke in front of 15,000 people in 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they turn them? They turned the mics off
for that.
Didn't they turn the mics off?
You practiced that for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't wing it. So you haven't practiced anything. You haven't come up with anything for your routine.
I'm just trying to come up with something that's original. And
give us a sample.
I haven't done.
Yeah. What have you come up with so far?
Like an observation.
An original.
Call him on the stage.
All right. Here we go. All right. Welcome. He's crapped his pants numerous times on Rover's Morning Glory. He never showers. And he never sees his kids. Give a big round of applause to Jeffrey LaRoe. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for crapping on me. Anyways, I flew for the first time in like 20 years, and you know the airline announcements really never change. I think they should come up with some new ones. Like in the event of a hijacking, why don't we just cramp all hijackers, steal their guns, blow their brains out, and throw them out of the airplane. Or another one we could go is, in the event of a personal protein spill, there is a lavatory in the bathroom. Don't be puking all over the seats. Of course, we all know I've worked in airline catering, and food isn't so hot. Literally. Sometimes it's not that warm.
Wait a second.
That's actually pretty good.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah.
You came up with that?
Based on my experiences.
The food isn't that hot, literally.
Did
you really
cold.
Come up with that?
It's 20 seconds he did.
20 seconds. Well, that's coming from somebody that just likes to sleep with people just for money. Make sure a high-class hoe.
Whoa. Wow, that's quite the accusation.
I think the airline going that angle is good because everybody can relate to it. Everybody's flown before, Jeffrey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've all fallen before. So I'm trying to make my observations and trying like in life experiences as well. I mean, one time I tried to make it to the bathroom and I accidentally crapped my pants as I was 50 yards from the bathroom, unfortunately. So I had to go home and try to clean myself up. This one here tries to call me back to the radio station, and that's how it gets all on the air, and that's how I have this whole reputation of me crapping in my pants. Hey, everyone's crapped in their pants once before. He's crapping his pants, brushing his teeth once, I heard. Grover, I think, crapping his pants, sneezing. So, I mean, I'm not the only one on this godforsaken mudball called Earth that's crapping his pants. So anyways...
All right. That's enough. I don't want you to blow it.
Yeah. Save that. That's good.
Yeah. All right. Hey, yes. Give it up for Jeffrey LaRoque. Yeah.
It's a solid intro.
Yeah, he'll be here all weekend.
You sure you don't want me to cancel it?
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the...
I can't wait.
They may not be canceling, but people are asking for refunds for their tickets here. All right. Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Two Navy commanders face negligent homicide charges related to the deadly crashes of two ships off Asia last year. This is according to the Navy. They announced this yesterday that former Commander Bryce Benson of the USS Fitzgerald and former Commander Alfredo Sanchez of the USS John S. McCain, they're among those charged. Additionally, two lieutenants and one lieutenant junior grade of the Fitzgerald also faces charges.
You know, a lot of people complain about the way that Doogie talks and does the news and how she ends every sentence up high.
Yeah.
It's really a hard thing to try to figure out.
Okay.
To mimic, like, something about being charged right there. Whatever. What was that line that you read about being charged?
Additionally, two lieutenants and one lieutenant junior grade of the Fitzgerald also faces charges.
No, she didn't say it high.
No, it wasn't that line.
Faces charges.
It was before.
Oh, okay.
Faces charges.
Yeah,
hey, I have an idea.
Isn't that weird? Right?
I think just it ending in a question.
I don't want to be monotone. I hate when people just do monotone news. So I try to do a little bit of
but
personality.
But you would do the inflection
I don't
appropriately.
Have time.
You wouldn't.
Two Navy
you wouldn't ask a question.
Two Navy commanders face negligent homicide charges related to the deadly crashes of two ships off Asia last year.
Off Asia last year?
That's according to the Navy.
I have a suggestion. Next shizzy, let's her do a news story, let me do one, and we'll make a comparison.
We'll see.
Pass.
All right, go on,
okay,
Doogie.
For someone that's been screwing up the news for the past... For how long you've been in radio every day, so...
You stick with comedy, I'll stick with the news.
Yeah, you stick with the stand-up out there, solitaire boy. Go on, Doogie.
Remember we had talked about on Tuesday, the missile alert, the incoming off of Hawaii, and everybody panicked.
Yeah.
We do nuclear attack. Well, a woman by the name of Brenda... Now I'm thinking about what I should do with the inflection.
A woman by the name of Brenda?
Brenda? She said her boyfriend, Sean Shields, suffered a massive heart attack after residents were falsely told a ballistic missile was headed toward the state.
Oh, I believe it.
I do, too.
You see that
maybe.
On the TV? This is not a drill.
Sure. Anything's possible, but he could have also just had a heart attack, and the timing is...
Come on.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you. If you had... She's looking for... She wants to sue the state.
Sean Shields began violently throwing up while on the island of Oahu, and his girlfriend said everybody was panicking. As soon as that announcement came, he started to panic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised we haven't heard more of this. That more.
How
people,
old was this guy?
51.
Mm-hmm.
So, took him all over the edge.
What happened? Is he dead or he survived?
He's alive. They took him to the emergency room because he got sick instantly, and he collapsed in the waiting room, and the technicians performed CPR on him before transporting him to a different medical center, where she claims he underwent emergency surgery and had four coronary stents placed in his heart.
All right.
A proposed bill in the West Virginia Senate could require all schools to provide an elective course on the Bible. See, right there, I just did it, didn't
on
I?
On the Bible!
Bible!
Senate Bill 252, sponsored by State Senators Mike Azinger and Sue Klein, they would apply to private schools as well as public
schools. That makes sense. I really support this. I think we need more Bible study. That will really help you.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If
getting
you want
prepared
to
for the
that,
real world.
Or like a money
what if it
class?
Was the Quran?
Yeah, what if it's the Quran?
Don't
is
we be living
okay?
in a
Sharia. Sharia. We all live under Sharia law.
Yeah, but this one's okay.
It also states that the course taught at any school may not endorse, favor, or promote, or disfavor, or show hostility toward any particular religion or non-religious faith or religious.
So they're cool if it's the Quran.
Well, no. Can't do that.
Okay.
New Haven, Connecticut, an Army veteran says someone left a scalpel inside him after surgery, and he's going to sue the Veterans Affairs Hospital.
Neodymium magnet. It will get it right out.
Right out his finger.
Yep, you just put that, tape that to wherever that scalpel is and pop right out overnight.
Yeah, the x-ray is pretty gruesome. It's gross. Glenford Turner is his name. He says the scalpel was only discovered years later after he suffered from long-term abdominal pain. He ended up suing them last week in court. And
how do you leave that in there?
That's going to be my question. Don't you notice as a surgeon you went in with the scalpel and then you don't have it anymore?
Well,
there's so many different
tools. Actually, I've heard that it's easier to lose than you would imagine. And they normally, in a surgical procedure, they count everything in and they count everything out. So you could have 25, 30 pieces of equipment. They could be little teeny tiny things. They could be as big as, you know, tongs or something. And they count everything. And then the nurse at the end counts them all to make sure before they sew you up, make sure that they have everything.
So when I had my baby, you were at Rover, was in the delivery room. Mm-hmm. And there was something that happened on my daughter's way out where it severed, something severed. I don't know if it was a fingernail, something, and sliced my way out. And there was severe bleeding. And I think, and I was all crazy, I think they were counting. They had so many gauzes to stop the bleeding and control the bleeding. I almost remember them counting when they were putting them in to stop it and then making sure everything had come out.
Came right back out,
yeah. Do you remember
out,
that? Yeah. It was like a crime scene. I mean, there
no,
was so
I was
blood.
So, I don't remember because I was so
enamored with
the
daughter.
Birth of my child, according to some people. Oh, yeah. I had an email last night, a guy who said that he's been tracking Gia's facial growth and he's convinced that the baby, or that Gia, not a baby, I guess she's going to be 8. Is mine, and he's been tracking. It's a combination of a face between Doogie and me.
There is a picture.
Her chin is your chin.
Yes, it is.
I took her to Disney on Ice over the weekend, and there's a picture compilation of shots, and there is a picture. And I was reading comments on Instagram. They're like, "Oh, she looks just like Rover. That he is the father." And I zoomed in on that picture. I'm like, mm-hmm. I could see that does look like that picture of her in that corner.
Possible that
like
Doogie
you.
Somehow saved some of my sperm?
It's all possible. It's all on the table. You guys are so weird. Now, analyzing a random child's facial growth through social media is a very strange thing to do. Uh-huh. But also, being in the room for the birth of a child that's not yours, also a very strange thing to do. Can you admit that?
He's my best friend. Why are you laughing at that? And
I don't
knew...
know how weird that is. I mean,
the men in the delivery room are usually the fathers. I would say 99%
true, but
of the time.
Doogie had no family here. I don't know why.
My mom didn't come in.
No.
Mom
came did in. Your mom come or Rover's mom?
Both
came?
Both moms.
Yeah,
both came.
So
Rover's mom.
That makes it even more
but
weird.
But she was. She's still. She's that's my family.
By the way, this was a short period. Doogie and I had dated for 8 years or so, and so she gave birth, what was it, maybe about a year or so after, a year and a half after we broke up, maybe?
Yeah, I started...
So, you know, everyone was... Now, maybe if it was 10 years later...
No, once you break up, it's weird to show up to any sort of family event. Like, even Christmas would be strange after you break up, but to go to the birth of a child is very weird.
No, we're already talking to his mom about doing another summer vacation.
That doesn't make it less weird. That
Why?
Makes it more weird.
Well, she's going with you on the summer vacation?
Rover, B2,
uh-huh.
Me, Gia, and then his sisters, his niece, his mom, his dad, everybody.
What's she talking about?
Summer vacation. You guys are going together.
We're planning a vacation for the summer.
I haven't heard anything about this.
We just tell you when to show up.
I see.
So, yeah, we're planning things. I don't think there's anything weird with that.
Yeah,
is
strange.
Your family going?
Both families combined.
Yeah. Not my family.
Your family's not going.
My daughter. I'm going to go.
But you have a, she has a grandmother that's not invited. Instead, the person that's not
actually,
her grandma.
Actually, Rover's mom did invite my mom, and I'm like, oh.
Oh.
See, my mom is secretly in love with Rover's dad, with Tio.
No, oh,
what?
God. Seriously. I'm not kidding.
I don't know what the...
I'm not kidding. My
She's
mom...
trying to get with his dad?
Yes.
Stepdad?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
All right, dude.
Now that
go
would
on.
Be weird.
Oh, yeah, this isn't weird so far.
And finally, Jeffrey, WWE Tag Team Champion, arrested in Texas for DUI.
Have you heard about this, Jeffrey?
Did you know this?
She didn't say the name yet.
Jey Uso. He just said Uso.
Jey Uso.
You know who that is?
Yeah, the Uso brothers. They're the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. So there's Raw Tag Team Champions and there's a SmackDown Tag Team Champions. It was one of the Usos who got busted.
Do they strip the belt then if they get a DUI? What do they do?
I think he was in
well,
here.
Well, they're not
he?
The champions anymore. I mean, if they got popped for a DUI, the WWE ain't happy about it because that's a violation of their wellness policy.
They actually showed up one morning Rover was not here. I forget what happened. They were
the
walking
Usos?
In. Yeah, and you something happened with you, and you didn't come, so I had to send them away. But they were here, actually. I remember that.
Right.
So one of the Uso brothers was around 1 o'clock in the morning. He was pulled over for a traffic violation, and they realized he was a little loaded, failed the field sobriety test. So he was arrested, and his twin brother, Jimmy, was arrested for DUI in 2011 and arrested again in 2013 for violating his probation. So, we have a little bit of an issue.
All right.
There you go. That's a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
You already know.
George in Columbus here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, man.
Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, Rover, I have a quick question. On your will, if I recall from past shows, you used to have or still have Doogie on your will to get everything once you pass away. Is that true, or did you change it now that you're engaged to B2?
I changed that a couple of years ago. I don't think that Doogie gets anything.
What about Gia?
I do, too. You told me that I
could
get...
Could be wrong. Well, I could tell you whatever I want just to
no,
keep you happy.
You...
Oh, yeah. Oh, Doogie, you get half.
I think I'm in charge of stuff because of your mother.
No,
like,
yeah, I don't know what she's talking
you
about.
You told me I'm getting stuff.
No, no,
don't
no.
Don't you
I,
worry
I know,
about it.
B2 and my two little sisters. My sisters are in their 20s.
And I'm in there, too.
They get the... I don't think Doogie's in there at all.
What about Gia?
I know I am.
I don't think Gia's in there either.
Really?
Come to think of it. No, no, I don't
think
so.
You got to put Gia in there. I'm
you just
in
said
there.
No.
No, I don't. I mean,
I'm in there.
She's not my child. I know everyone believes that Gia is my child, but why would I? No, she's.
And also, my kid has a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
How much is it?
She's got $150. We oh, just
put
added.
It all in Bitcoin.
Be gone in a week.
Can you take money out of your paycheck and just deposit it into her account? So
can
automatically,
I? Yes, I could. Technically, I could,
like
but I'm not going to.
$25
no.
a paycheck.
No.
Why not?
No. Why?
For her future?
It's not my kid. That's not my child.
How much are you putting in per paycheck?
I have money going into a separate savings account.
So you're not doing it, but you want Rover to pay
yes.
for your kid.
No, okay. That's, why would I do that? She's not for, my child.
For her college.
Mm-hmm. She's no, not that's going your to college. Responsibility
10 years.
As a parent.
Can you believe that in 10 years?
Yeah, that's when she's going to be off to school. Well, the answer is no. I have to take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Is excited because the show is expanding to a bunch of new cities. The rest of the crew is busy researching the age of consent in those states. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory. Yeah.
Mitchell in Rochester. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mitchell.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, big time fan, man. So,
thank you.
I want to know if you're so sure that Gia is not your daughter, how come you won't take a DNA test?
Well, it's not that I won't take a DNA test. It's that I know what the result will be. And the result will be so devastating to all the birther conspiracy theorists that
why do it? Yeah.
Yeah, why do it?
Speculation.
I enjoy the birtherism conspiracies, and why not keep it going?
Wouldn't it be easier to just let Doogie lay off you then, that she would leave you alone and stop giving you crap about it, stop begging for money?
Nah.
Well, she knows that it's not my kid. She's not begging. Well, I mean, she thinks I'm going to donate $25 right. or whatever per paycheck. She is begging me for money. That is crazy.
But. And do you really think that if he were the father, he would move to a new house that's an hour away from his kid?
No. Want to get away from you.
Yeah.
Not the kid.
Yeah. No, there's no way. So, but that's okay. Let people think what they want.
You know, all of the hashtag me too and hashtag time's up. Do you think that this is going to turn into just male bashing? Do you see it taking that?
It already is. I feel like.
Already?
Uh-huh. Oh, totally.
There are a couple of guys that are involved in some lawsuits. One is an engineer and some other engineers. There's multiple people involved in the lawsuit. They're suing Google because they claim that Google discriminates against white men. And I'm wondering if they have anything to their case. Because so many companies, they put such a high priority on, oh, we have diversity and we want women and like people from Asia and all this just to show how hip and cool we are. And if you're a white guy, you're last on the low man on the totem pole when it comes to getting hired. And these guys are suing, saying, hey, that's not fair. Do you think there's anything to that?
White guys suing?
Yeah.
No, because the specific Google thing, this guy wrote a weird memo. It was strange. I don't remember what it was about.
And it was a weirdo thing. He was the guy that wrote the anti-diversity memo saying that you're so wrapped up in being diverse that you're not hiring the best people. You're hiring a woman from Bangladesh who's not as qualified as a white guy. Hire the best people is what his thesis basically was.
Okay, well, I think that's more why he got let go. It was because he was
totally
a white man.
There's other
more to do with the memo.
Sure, but other guys are involved in this lawsuit as well, and they weren't involved in putting out this memo. I'm just curious whether companies really are discriminating against white males. You say no. Why do you say no?
Look at almost every CEO. What do they have in common?
They're women.
No, they're not.
They're white men.
Dumbass.
Think of the Google lady. The Yahoo lady.
Who's the Google lady?
The one with the black hair. Or was it Facebook? The Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg?
No,
is that
the
one you're talking about?
The lady that's co-founder of what's Facebook or Google. She has black hair. You know what I'm talking about.
Sheryl Sandberg?
Yeah.
Who's not the CEO of Facebook?
Who is she?
I don't know what her
title
is.
Very powerful. I see women all the time now are CEOs. I don't see any men left.
No men. No men.
I just named two. Sheryl Sandberg and the
But
the
she's
Yahoo.
Not CEO.
What is
so
she? She's
not. So
she's high up.
She was COO of Facebook.
Boom.
Okay.
Can
you tell me what CEO stands for and COO stands
cheap
for?
Cheap operating officer.
Cheap.
Right?
Cheap. Yep. They operate on the cheap.
Cheap. And that Marissa whatever from Yahoo, who's outed, she was up there, CEO.
I don't think she was outed. I think she was ousted.
Ousted.
Did they out her as being a lesbian?
Same thing.
No, she was ousted. Yeah, what a scam that was. She got a bunch of money, too.
They all do.
Oh, I know.
They all do.
Ridiculous. She failed miserably in that job.
Yeah.
And she, right, I know. It's like, how do I get some sort of payout if I come in last place in the ratings?
Yeah.
How could I become rich?
You make, here's $20 million. Leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
anyhow. But
They say that the data shows that men still dominate there in the software industry, and that these guys are crazy. But I don't know, man. I could think of some issues where white men may be discriminated against. And
like when?
When it comes to hiring, that companies are, they bend over backwards because they want to be diverse, and they'll hire people based on diversity as opposed to
do they
job
want
skill.
Or do they have to?
They have
what
to. They have to follow the law.
Right.
Like we always talk about firemen, policemen. They have to hire to be diversified.
Mm-hmm.
It's not most qualified.
Yeah, but I don't.
Don't you think a
private company isn't really
do whatever known. They can to make the most amount of money they possibly could?
Yeah, but they also want to look good for PR purposes.
But so if you're good as a white man and you didn't get hired by Google, go to Apple. You'll get a job eventually if you're that good. If you're not that good, maybe you'll get let go and a person from India will take your job.
But they're going to do that anyways.
What do you mean?
If it's cheaper.
No, but then you're not as good at your job.
So. No, you're probably better, but you're more expensive. So I don't know if these guys, if there's anything to this or not. 866-YO-ROVER. James in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Rover.
Hey.
D-L-Y.
Arbet.
Hey, man. I just wanted to say, like, this isn't, like, only, like, with Google. I work on parlors and everything. I'm a white guy and everything. But, utility companies such as, like, Duke Energy down in Cincinnati, they're looking to hire only non-traditional linemen, which means anything but a white male. And, I don't know. Like, it just makes it a lot harder for somebody like me. I'm not saying, like, I'm better than anybody. Hell, I'm probably a lot worse than a lot of people, but, you know. But,
God, you're a mess.
Yeah,
I would never hire him.
Why not, Dougie?
No, why do you say that?
Well,
spit it out.
It's listen, early.
But he has a point if they're looking to hire anyone except for white guys, if that's true, I mean, that's in his judgment, then, yeah, it would be an issue.
Do you still have a job?
Do I have a job? Yeah, I have a job, but it's not with a utility company. And utility companies is where, like, you get the best benefits and everything. It's, like, in my field, like, everybody strives to end up at a utility. You know.
So there you go. There you go. All right. Thank you, James. It's all made sense. Now, I also heard another story about men suing, or a man suing. There is a comedian. I don't know if this lawsuit is still going on. I read about this like a week or two ago. Eliza Schlesinger?
Yeah, we've had her on.
Yeah.
We've had her on the show?
She the one that doesn't like you?
No, that's Jamie Lee,
who no one's ever heard of.
Isn't this the girl that complained about men, how you were...
That's Jamie Lee.
Yeah, as he just said.
No, I think this girl doesn't like you either.
Nope, she was very friendly.
Was she?
Yep.
Was she in studio?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her.
She had a show that she did, Girls Night with Eliza, No Boys Allowed. This was a November 13th show. And a guy named George St. George is suing her, saying that is discrimination.
Get the hell out
now,
of here.
Now, everyone was quick. I saw other comedians are like, oh, that guy's a pussy, screw him. But he's got a point, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, why can't guys come?
Exactly.
If it was the other way around, no girls allowed, uproar.
Or if it were no blacks allowed.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's a little...
That
white night out with Eliza,
stop.
No blacks allowed.
That's a little extreme.
Well, what's the difference?
I see your point, but why did this guy want to go to this other than to cause this issue? How lame of an event could this possibly be?
Yeah, maybe he's into that kind of stuff.
No. He did it to cause this issue. It's a stupid thing that he shouldn't want to go to in the first place. And who would want to be seen at this thing? Woman's only comedy night.
Can I say something? And I don't know if I'll get in trouble for saying it, but
say
I don't
it.
Mean to be offensive.
Yeah. Say it.
So let me preface this statement with, I don't think I'm offending anybody, but...
Say it.
If you're gay, you want to hang out with your girlfriends or your gay friends, and you want to do this kind of stuff. Is he possibly gay?
What's offensive about that?
I don't know.
Francis, is that like she's going to say?
No, I don't know.
I have this joke. It's an N-word joke.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But I don't want to be offensive.
In this day and age, I don't know. Can you say, like, do you think he's gay and he wants to?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think he's just suing because it's a girls' night out, no boys allowed. And, no, I think the guy has a point. I know this is crazy. Everyone's like, oh, this guy, oh, screw this guy. He's just trying to make a buck. But if we see a swing in attitudes and all of this hashtag me too and hashtag time's up and all this, it starts becoming more and more anti-male, which I think it is. I think it's becoming anti-male. I don't think
you
it's
guys are the problem.
As much about stopping sexual harassment as it is, let's bash some guys.
You think that's what it's more about right now?
I think it's turning into that.
Oh, okay. It's turning into it. All right.
I don't think it's turning into that. I think
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice weighed in on this whole thing and said it's gonna this whole Me Too movement is gonna wind up men ostracizing women and not afraid to interact with women because well the woman a simple hello is gonna say oh that's sexual harassment.
Right. You can't flirt anymore.
What you can't talk to women, you know, and men are going to think, oh, well, I don't need a woman around. That's how men are going to think, and that's probably what's going to wind up happening.
I love that chick who accused Aziz Ansari. We talked about it yesterday. She's like, you didn't take my nonverbal cues that I was uncomfortable. Honey, you were bobbing my knob. What do you mean nonverbal cues? How about a nonverbal cue to say you're uncomfortable is... you stop bobbing my knob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she bobbed his knob twice.
That's a cue to
go
forward.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I mean, it's bizarre. But anyhow,
do you think he'll win this lawsuit? The comedian suing her.
I think he should. I really do. 866-YO-ROVER 866-967-6837. I think that the guy should win this lawsuit. Look, there are anti-discrimination. You can't discriminate against people.
It's an entertainment event.
Okay.
It's an event where women are going to
bond
over something.
So if I said no Mexicans allowed, if I'm doing a comedy show and I say no Mexicans allowed.
Can't say that.
Why not?
Can't do that.
Why? That's a race.
How is it? Okay.
Because they want everybody's equal, right?
But what about men?
Okay, how is this any different, Rover? And how come you're not in an uproar when you see a bar...
I don't like that either.
Yeah,
ladies' night. No,
coming free.
No, why should women get half price drinks? That is absolutely discriminatory men. Yes, they should.
If everybody's equal, why do they get the discount, get in for free, and I got to pay $10 to get in?
Absolutely. Why am I paying a cover charge and girls get in free? Yes, Sue, I agree with you 100%. What do you mean, though?
You want equality, don't you?
It's
to get people
in. What's she doing down there?
Get a tampon, like a maxi pad out.
What were you doing?
I'm looking for something.
What are you looking for?
Nothing.
No. What are you looking for right now in the middle of the show? She gets out of her chair.
I stood up.
She starts going through something in her bag for 5 minutes. What are you doing?
I just saw a thick pad come out.
What are you looking for?
What
are you looking for?
Heavy flow?
Please. What are you looking for?
Lotion.
Wow.
My hands.
Couldn't wait?
No, I'm all worried.
You couldn't wait until 5 minutes right now.
I'm bleeding.
Two commercial breaks.
I'm
every hour. You can't wait? I have a commercial break coming up in five minutes. You can't
I'm
wait?
I'm all worked up.
Anyhow, do I think that this guy has a shot? Absolutely.
You want women to go to the bar. You want women to go
true.
To the bar.
But you want to be equal. Don't you want to be treated as an equal?
I also don't
want to if you want to be treated as an equal, you don't get half-price drinks and no cover charge. You don't get that anymore.
You're
equal.
You're going to end up buying me a drink anyway, so I win.
Oh, this guy's whole thing, the guy that's suing her, it looks like his whole mission is against ladies' nights. That's part of his M.O.
Really?
Okay.
He shows up to ladies' nights and tries to ruin that.
He's the voice of men.
Get this guy
ladies
on the phone.
Ladies' nights get women into the bar.
True.
Right.
Don't you like that?
Yeah, of course
I like
it.
That, Dieter?
Of course. Is there another way you could get them in there without screwing us over?
No.
And I have to pay all this money? No?
No.
That's the only way to get them in is for free.
Yes.
They get in for free, and then we have to buy them drinks. They don't pay a dime
when they go out.
Let me
ask you a question. Let's just say that you're in the South. You're in Atlanta. Okay? big African-American population in Atlanta, correct? Everyone agrees? Everyone with
you
me?
You allowed to say that?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's news to me. I'm the news girl.
Okay. So you go to a bar, Charlie, and in the bar, when you show up at the bar, they say, oh, it's Black Night tonight. So for you, Charlie, it's a $10 cover. Blacks get in free. And you have to pay twice as much for drinks as they do. Okay. Would that be okay with you?
No.
So why is Ladies Night any better?
Because I don't care. I want to go. I want to be at a bar where they want to try to get chicks into the bar. That's the whole point of going to the bar. Is hopefully
no,
hoping
some
you're
people
want to
just go and socialize.
Then go find a bar. There's plenty of them that don't have a cover charge. If that's what you're looking for, go find that. Now,
well, that's what they should have told, according to Charlie. That's what they should have told the Black people who wanted to eat at
the
same lunch counter as the whites. There are plenty of other lunch counters
Rubber,
you can eat at too.
Rubber.
If you don't like it, stop go
you,
find one that serves Black.
To stop you, you're the one making the Black comparison. I'm not. I said I don't care
because
about
I have to break it down
part.
Into the simplest terms.
No. But you're the one.
You understand.
You don't see nuance in anything. It's either Black or white here, and you always just go to. What if they did it to a Black person? No.
No one
I don't
would
care
about, for it.
I don't
but
care about
the
women's
But why if they do it to
part.
A white male?
I wouldn't go to this
If they
ladies
do it to a
rover.
White man, why does everyone stand for it? They're
but
like, oh,
I don't
okay,
want
yeah,
to go
cool,
to
whatever.
Eliza Schlesinger's Ladies Night show. That's not something that's interesting to me. That sounds like the worst night I've ever heard in my entire life.
But just because you're not interested in it. And some Blacks may not have been interested in eating with whites.
Uh-huh.
Or sitting at the front of the bus or the back of the bus or wherever
that's
the hell.
That's wrong.
Some may not.
Yeah, that's wrong.
But some did. Some guys, maybe not you, but some guys may be interested in going to girls' night with Eliza, no boys allowed.
That sounds like a fun time.
So just because you're not interested in something doesn't mean that, oh, it's okay.
I think the guy should have probably been let in, and then they should have, I don't know why you'd want to go other than to cause this problem.
Well, one, it's going to be a lot of ladies there, so the number ratio is great. And two, he could be a fan. What if he's a fan of this comedian?
He's not. He has a history of going to these specific things and causing issues, causing problems.
And was she really serious about not letting men in? Like,
yeah.
Is she...
Oh, yeah. He showed up and they said,
oh, he did? He went?
We'll refund your money because you already bought the ticket. Refund your money. And
still, that is, I'm telling you, I think this guy has a lawsuit. I think that this...
No way.
He has a great point. You can't do this. You can't do it. Can't do it. I mean, it's just unfair. And
of
it's
course
just,
you can.
But no, but it's fine. Everyone's fine with trampling on a white man.
But it's skin color. You can't because you can't base it on skin color. It's an event focused for women. And if you're white or Black or Mexican or whatever.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So if it were an event
women.
Focused on white people and no Mexicans allowed. You're fine with that then, too.
No, I'm saying it's not about
but
race.
You keep comparing
I'm not,
it to
I'm
race.
Mexicans
right.
want to come. It's
that's
just,
all you
just
have
space
to keep
for
comparing
us white
to race.
People.
What, give me another example
because
besides
that's the
race.
Easiest way to do it.
Stretch yourself. What's a different comparison other than race?
Well, I think that is the most equal that we can get. The same as gender, right? I mean, tell me something else that you can't affect... whether you're born a man or a woman, and you cannot affect whether you're born Black or white. So why are they dissimilar? They're a lot more similar than they are dissimilar.
This is your bad example. I'm not going to help you.
It's not a bad example.
You're born that way.
Right, you're born that way.
That's why I said Black.
I just...
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think the...
I don't either. Just don't go. Like, if... You act like we're some victims and we have it really bad as white men. I don't care. I'm not going to go to the ladies' night only with Eliza Schlesinger. I have no need to go. I don't care. It sounds terrible. I'll just move on with my day. I'll go to anywhere else. Literally anywhere else
but
I'll go
where,
to.
But where does it then end?
If it gets
if
to the
it
point...
If it starts with that and then the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and before you know
then I'll
it...
Worry. I'll worry about
it's
it
It's a whole company that says, no, we don't allow men.
Then I'll worry about it.
I think they're probably...
But why? No, you would say, I don't want to work for that company anyways.
Are there companies that do that? You can't do that, right? Where no men allowed, where it's just females that work there? That wouldn't be legal, would
it? Victoria's Secret. Any men work there?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'd love to get a job there.
Yeah, I've never seen, walking by, I've never seen a man working there.
God, you're right.
I need to apply.
I'm going
to
sue.
What a fun job that would be, right? Just sell lingerie to chicks all day.
Oh, yeah. They have to try it on in front of you. Oh, spin around. Yeah. You need a smaller size.
Oh, God.
Patrick, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, I lived in Hawaii 10 years. Someone did sue a while back for a ladies' night. And so now they label it as a lipstick and skirt night because they figure guys aren't brave enough to do that.
I remember that. And some guys do show up in lipstick and skirts to get their half-price
drinks. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Because you can't discriminate based on gender. I agree with this. I don't know how people don't see my point on this. I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. We'll also get to the shizzy as well, the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Growing, it's expanding, it's pulsing, it's coming to a city near you. Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about? It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on. All right, we'll get to the shizzy in a moment. We were talking about a guy suing a comedian because she had a girls' night out, no boys allowed, and this guy bought a ticket. They wouldn't let him in. They did refund his money, I think, but now he's suing. I like it. Makes sense. Michelle, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Rover.
Hi.
That doesn't make sense because you're comparing gender to ethnicity. I don't want boys going into the girls' restroom with my daughter. I could care less if they're black, white, Asian. It doesn't make a difference. It's a gender versus ethnicity. You can't compare them. It's apples and oranges.
So you have a daughter?
I do.
What
I
is
have
she
a son also, and I don't want
How old is your daughter?
She's six.
And what do you think she wants to be when she grows up?
A mom.
A mom? Okay, good. I like that. That's a good girl's job, and that's all she's allowed to do. If she wants to be, I don't know, an airline pilot or a police officer, sorry, women aren't allowed. That's cool, right?
That's ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous? That's gender.
Listen, as far as the lawsuit goes, like, I agree. This guy should be able to do that because there's frivolous, stupid lawsuits, and it would make a good point that people sue over ridiculous things, and this has gone way too far. But you can't compare gender to race. It just doesn't work.
Okay, so let's compare gender. Michelle, what do you do for a living, Michelle?
I cut hair.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's a good girl's job. But if you ever want to do anything else, you're not allowed. No, she's just not allowed.
I used to work in a bank, and I felt like it was a man's world at the bank, so I quit that industry because I felt like there wasn't a place for me there.
But they actually hired you. You worked at a bank. Maybe the bank just shouldn't hire women and say, we have a no women policy.
Oh, boy.
Would you be cool with that?
They might as well have.
I don't know. It's crazy, but I don't know how people don't understand my point on this. I really don't. I don't get this. Jeff, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Not much. Hey, listen, I used to, I run comedy shows. I run a bunch of them here in Cleveland. And by the way, Jeffrey can be on headline any of my shows anytime.
That means they're real top notch. Nothing but great talent at your comedy shows.
That good. And they are that good.
Okay.
But I used to live in Seattle, and this was years ago when I first started producing comedy shows. And I had these shows that I couldn't get anybody to come to, so I started putting no midgets, no cripples on the flyers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the news. I mean, not for good reasons, but we sold out our shows then.
So people were outraged that you said no midgets, no cripples. You
right.
did it as a gimmick or a funny thing. It worked. It got people. Did you ever turn away a cripple or a midget?
No, of course not.
All right. So you didn't actually turn anyone away, but it was It worked. It got him some business. So what are you saying? You think that this...
It was salacious. Yeah.
You think that this woman you think that this Eliza Schlesinger is in on this for publicity?
I would be surprised if she wasn't. I mean, you're talking about it right now, so...
But she turned the guy away.
Is this an ongoing show, or is this something that...
I think it was a one-off. Oh, I don't know. I just know it was November 13th. I don't know if she does these frequently or if this was a one-off kind of thing or what it was.
Ongoing thing, there's no way she's not a part of it.
Yeah.
She's smart enough. The people that are running the shows are smart enough to know that you can't turn people away based on gender.
Well,
so,
email Jeffrey. Maybe he'll show up. Maybe he'll MC your comedy night or something, Jeff. And I appreciate it. Thank you. Josh, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Rover. Hey, man. What if this dude identified as a female? I mean, gender is pretty fluid nowadays, so it's a pretty gray area.
That is a good question. You guys are all into people identifying as, I identify as a female, therefore put that on my driver's license. Maybe I identified as a female that night. Let me in. Give me the half-price drinks.
What about that?
I'm wondering, now that you're saying all of that, do you think she is in on this?
No, it sounds like this guy is more of a crusader against ladies' nights and stuff, is what it sounds like to me.
Huh.
But it's a support I can get. That's a cause I can support, get behind. Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I had a point to bring up about Charlie saying it's not a big deal to him on this topic because the guy wants to make lawsuits about other frivolous things like with Ladies' Night, but yet he was all up in arms whenever it was that bakery that didn't want to make a cake for a gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same type of situation you have. Like, they were denying them because they're gay. This place is denying him because he's a guy, not a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But yet him making this lawsuit is unacceptable. But
yeah, Charlie doesn't like it. But in the gay lawsuit, Charlie's like, oh, who cares? Yeah, the gay guy, let him go and get the cake. And he had no problem with that guy filing what some would call a frivolous lawsuit.
And you were,
or
too.
You said, just go to a different thing.
And you
well, maybe
too.
They could have just gone to a different bakery, right?
And you thought the same thing.
They could have just gone to a different bakery, right?
And you thought the same thing.
Right, because I'm all into equality. Uh-huh. I'm into equality. Uh-huh. You're not.
Okay.
He has some real hatred.
What?
Towards white men?
Towards white men.
Yeah.
Some real self-loathing issues that he has.
Did you know that?
No, this is news to me.
God.
No, I don't feel like a victim at all. I don't want to be a victim. For some reason, you guys like to pretend that there's some sort of crusade against you. Life's good. I'm not a snowflake.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Americans can travel to North Korea if they wish, but it might just be a death wish. That's according to the U.S. State Department. They're warning people, look, if you're going to travel, you might as well make your will out. They said last week they issued a stark warning to people setting out for North Korea, cautioning that anyone heading to the dangerous area should prepare for the possibility of not returning. Mm-hmm. Who would go to North Korea?
I don't know. Who would?
Who would? Seriously.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious about that.
Go.
If that guy got arrested for tearing the poster down, they killed him.
Yeah.
Something small like that. You can make a little mistake, Rover. You litter on the ground. And they could arrest you and you die.
I know, but I'd still like to check it out.
It's not that easy to get there. They said those that do wish to travel to North Korea must be approved for a special validation, which are handed out on very limited circumstances. Mm-hmm. And U.S. travelers given the approval to experience that regime over there should then prepare for the worst. Draft a will, make funeral and property management arrangements with family and friends. So that's pretty powerful. All right. This story scares the crap out of me, pun intended. There was a flight from Denver heading to Hawaii. Dieter, I think, is the only one that's been to Hawaii, correct?
Yep.
I've always wanted to go. Now with the whole nuclear warnings, the missiles, that scares me. And the long flight also scares me. But with this case, this flight had to be diverted. So it was in Denver and it was heading to Hawaii. and they had to head back, turn around, because they said the toilets were full. Somebody had forgotten to empty the toilets.
Oh, man.
So they're over the ocean, which, why don't they drop it over the ocean?
I don't know if they can. I don't think you can do that mid-flight.
Who's going to know? You can't drain a toilet?
Is that pollution? Or they still don't have the capability to
do it? I don't
think
they have the capability.
No, the planes, those commercial aircraft weren't designed for that. I mean, they can dump, like, when they pour water out, like in the galley, there's a pipe that leads out to the rear of the aircraft that can, you know, drain out that way. But with a toilet, you know, it's a self-contained system where it has to be, plane has to be on the ground, and a truck has to pull up and dump them.
Okay, why can't you tell the people, hey, nobody go to the bathroom? Is that possible?
It's a long flight.
Well, they were 3 hours. They passengers said that they were probably 3 hours from Hawaii, and they announced that the toilets were full. So I think they had been 3 hours from. So they were 2 hours. I believe it's around five and a half hours from Denver over.
Okay.
So why not just keep going for 3 hours? If I knew for the next 3 hours I couldn't go to the bathroom, I would crap my pants. I would start to panic.
Or turn around.
Turn around.
Oh, no.
Service the plane, and then they had to head back out. No, so it more than doubled.
Yeah, just go. If you had to hold it, your life depended on it, dude. This flight.
A plane full of people,
yes,
kids.
Yes, everybody hold it. If you have to go get a bottle, they have wine bottles on there, right? They have coffee containers.
No. The pilot told the passengers that somebody, when they were at Denver, they just didn't do their job, and they didn't service the flight.
So. Sounds like they didn't do their job. This should be on a checklist before you take off.
Right? I agree with that. This is a strange story, and I don't know if there... I just looked to see if there were any updates to this. Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski has died an apparent suicide. 21 years old. He did not show up for practice and was later found in his apartment with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
Wait a second. Who is this? Oh.
He is a 21-year-old kid, Washington State quarterback.
When you say he didn't show up to practice, what is he practicing? I mean, it's January.
So?
They're not playing football right now.
Maybe they have workouts.
You know, practice, they do things, look at tape.
Football season's over.
So you don't work?
There's off-season workouts.
Watching film.
Yeah.
Right? Conditioning work?
Sure.
Sitting in the hot tub, icing down.
All right, go on.
Teammates and colleagues were nervous when he wasn't there, and so they did a welfare check. They found a suicide note, too. So what do you have when you're 21? Like, what?
You have a mental illness. You have depression or something. You don't really have anything to kill yourself over, but you think you do because you're mentally ill.
Maybe they lost the last game.
They did lose their bowl game.
Oh,
but he's a backup.
Still.
I mean, you're not going to kill yourself over that.
He's a backup. He's like, I can't even be a real quarterback. All right, go on.
He used a rifle to kill himself. That's pretty, yeah. What do we have here? Do you know who Alex Paul is, the DJ of the Chainsmokers duo?
Yeah, he's the not the main singer, the other guy.
With a beard, dark hair. He got humiliated on social media yesterday. He cheated on his girlfriend of 4 years. Uh-huh. And on the girlfriend's Instagram stories, Tori Woodward shared video taken from a home security camera. It showed Alex kissing and grinding on a random blonde woman and then grabbing her butt with both hands. Tori Woodward posted images of the hookup, and she added text that included, quote, Alex is disgusting. Men are trash. Don't ever forget it. Now, he didn't apologize at the time of this, but he just gave lame excuses for why he cheated. Tori has been suspicious of other women as well. Two of them she identified as that psycho bitch from Vegas and that lame Instagram model.
How'd they get this video? Do they live together?
She's access
to the video.
How? Like, do they live together in the same place?
Well, it says they've been together for 3 years, so I'm going to guess
4 years. Oh, four, yeah. Oh, okay. So,
what a dumbass. You know you have cameras if you live in that house.
Right.
Rob, do you ever worry about your cameras? Like, not stuff like this, but...
Oh, that's an ass grab.
Anything else. You know, you're alone.
What, picking up you cranking?
It's on there, right?
So what if
your whole house is covered,
your future mother-in-law walks in, and there's probably a screen with all the different cameras.
What if she sees you
in your office or in your man cave?
No, the screens don't show any internal cameras.
Okay.
So.
But does B2 have access to
it? No. No one has access to any of the cameras.
Do you ever see what she's up to?
No.
Never?
You don't pop in and just spy on her?
No, there's not internal cameras all throughout the house.
Do you?
But there are.
Do you crank in a certain area where you know that you're
like a blind spot?
Yeah. No, I'm
you
pretty,
know the perfect spot.
I think I would. There's
I'm
no
pretty
way
confident
I can
for the you know.
There's I would no throw a T-shirt over the camera to make sure you know.
A sock.
Yeah, something.
And I'll end with this, the movie Creed 2. Not a lot of specifics on this next installment in the Rocky series, but Sylvester Stallone did confirm on social media that the plot will have something to do with the son of Ivan Drago. Florian Montuna, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, he's a German-Romanian professional boxer. He's been cast in the new role. So,
yeah, I think Drago's son is going to fight Apollo Creed's son. So how sweet is that? Because don't forget, Drago killed Apollo.
How great is that?
That's
going to
be a huge movie.
I think that's...
The first Creed, did you
see? Is it? Is
yes.
it going to
yes.
be
yes.
huge?
That was in Rocky IV.
Yes. That's so my this favorite movie, Rocky new... that I've seen is Rocky IV. And did you see the first Creed?
Yeah, I think no. that was pretty good.
I reviewed good. That, the first Creed movie.
And what'd you give it?
So,
what score did you give it?
I think I gave it 4.
It's
good.
Is Drago alive?
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren played yes. Drago.
I don't care.
Yeah, Rocky beat Drago, end of Rocky IV.
Right.
So he's still alive, so he could come back into the movie.
So do you think that Apollo's son will fight Drago?
No, he's going to fight Drago's son.
You
That's
don't
the
think
point
that
the
they'll
movie.
Go to Drago? Do you think Rocky and Drago will fight?
They're going to have a street fight?
They're like, no. what, they're 70 years old, dude.
Oh,
you got a good twist. In that one Rocky, whatever the last actual Rocky one was.
Oh, that was terrible. The street fight?
No, Rocky 5?
No, Rocky 5 with Tommy
that.
Guns. No, that was okay.
I
that
like
was okay.
the street
I
fight.
Like that street fight. I'm saying that Rocky 6,
oh, I didn't
when
see
he
that.
Went back into the ring, that was bad.
Rocky yeah. Balboa?
I didn't see that one.
Rover, you got to see this actor. So Trump said he was 6'3", 239. This actor is 6'4", 245. So basically the same stats.
Okay, let's look.
Let me send this over to Snitzer here.
There's been a lot of comparisons going on
with different
people. Something
is fishy with that, I think.
Yeah, I already put up a picture.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
He's
6'4", 245. Yeah, it's the same as Trump.
Oh,
come obviously,
you,
muscle's
guys,
different, but
right, what do you guys think Trump weighs?
More than 270.
280? 270?
If he's 6'3 and he's that big, with
I don't
that
think
big
he's 6'3 either.
I thought 6'3 was a little high
they,
as well.
They have Obama and him standing neck to neck. They're exactly the same height, and they had Obama listed at 6'1.
Really?
Yeah. Trump's 6'1, 270.
He's the type of guy to lie about his height.
But you said muscle weighs more than fat. So
right.
Trump, if Trump's all fat, he could be 230.
How many do you think he really weighs?
I read, do you know how there was a story that porn star was paid $130,000 by the
Daniels.
Trump, Stormy Daniels, by the Trump organization? And then they released a statement on behalf of Stormy Daniels, and it said, I met him at a golf thing. We did not have a sexual relationship. He was nothing but a perfect gentleman, blah, blah, blah. But they wouldn't put Stormy Daniels in touch with, you know, like the Trump lawyer released this statement himself, not her. Now, I haven't investigated this fully, but there is a report that Slate magazine talked to
Slate.
Yeah, that's the online thing.
I don't know.
Never heard of Slate.
Yeah, I have not.
Do you do the news? I mean, that's a pretty big site.
Been around probably like the first, that was the first like website magazine that was big. Slate? Never heard of.
What is it, slate.com?
That would be it, yeah.
Never came across that when you're preparing the news.
No, I do real news, not fake news. I've never seen this. Okay, proceed. I'll start using it. Thanks.
I mean, you don't have to use it. Just
no.
knowing
just
what it is.
Come across it. Like, I come across it daily. There's an article I'll see once a day from Slate.
Anyhow, so apparently the editor-in-chief or someone got in touch with this porn star. And I haven't read all of the details, but she is singing a different tune. She is saying that she had a year-long affair with Donald Trump. Back in 2006, 2 years after he was married to Melania. Now.
And then he paid $130,000 for hush money, right?
Yeah. Why else would you pay $130,000 to a
porn
to
star?
A porn
so
star?
Did that really happen?
I'm trying to think of, if there are pictures of them together in 2006, What are you? It definitely happened that they paid $130,000. I believe it was the week before the election. They paid the porn star $130,000.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders that says that no.
And Fox News had the story right around the election, and they decided not to do it.
The Inquirer had it too, and he's a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
the head of the Inquirer, and her porn star friend was actually propositioned by Trump and Stormy Daniels as well to join them. So it's another confirmation of
who's
of
that,
sexual
Jessica
activity.
Drake?
Yes,
yes,
oh my God.
And Trump. One article I didn't really read it, but it said Trump was chasing the girls around in his tighty whities.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
How is this not the biggest story in the world?
Wait, what did Jessica Drake have to do with this?
She was offered it's some sort of meetup to come up and join Trump and Stormy Daniels in this room. I think she came up and it wasn't like a malicious chasing around in his tighty whities. It seemed more playful.
No, that was
Jessica
a lot.
Drake has been on the show. Like,
yes, Jeffrey's offended
I
her.
I think I might even have her phone number. Maybe.
You're thinking of Alana Evans, actually.
Oh, okay.
Alana Evans was the one who's a porn star friend of Stormy Daniels. I don't know how Jessica Drake fits into the equation.
Jessica Drake was mentioned because I remember reading the name and I went, I know for a fact Jeffrey met her outside of a porn store and offended her. Was not good.
What was the question he asked?
What size is her sweater meat as he grabs his boobs? She was so offended. She walked away.
The point of this is, now you're right, I am shocked. I mean, just imagine any other president, the allegation surfaced that not only did he have an affair with a porn star, but he paid $130,000 to cover it up. But does this not now lead a little bit of credence to the dossier where he supposedly was getting the Russian hookers?
Yes.
I mean, if he's getting the porn stars, this is a very small leap to the Russian hookers, I think.
That came out that they made that up.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. I saw something about that.
No,
yes.
No, you saw Trump tweet that they made it up. They didn't make it up. They're still investigating it.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton paid somebody to come up with that bullcrap. Yeah. She planted it. Yes, I saw it.
No,
you can't deny you didn't see that.
I think Jeb Bush paid for the information first, and then once he was out of the race, then Hillary Clinton started paying for it, if I'm remembering this correctly.
And actually, the person who compiled the dossier, the former Michael Steele, the former British intelligence officer, didn't even know who was paying for the dossier. It was the company was paid, hired to do the opposition research. They get Michael Steele to do it. Michael Steele doesn't even know who's paying for it. So he doesn't even know there's no slant to it because he doesn't know. It could be Republicans. It was Republicans that were funding it in the beginning for the first year. And then Hillary Clinton's campaign started paying for it. But regardless, if that's true about paying the $130,000, there's something going on, man. There's
Is that
something,
why he won't
something's going on.
Review or reveal his finances?
No, I'm thinking more that it, I don't know, could be possibly, but I'm thinking more maybe there was no Russian collusion or anything, but what if the stuff in that dossier about the peeing and the hookers, what if that's true? That could be what he is so vehemently opposed to. People finding out.
I don't think he would care. Do you think he would care?
Not about that so much. He doesn't,
I don't think
he thinks
really,
it's cool
Rover?
To bang a porn star. Yeah. Like, that's a cool thing.
His wife forgave him. Who cares what
you
think?
Yeah, that is cool.
It is cool.
If you're the president.
Not at
married.
The time. At the time, he wasn't. So it doesn't matter.
But you can't be so dismissive, and you know that his wife is not fine with that.
Maybe she was.
Oh, God.
She was posing nude.
Oh, wow.
And look at Bill Clinton.
What a mess.
He didn't even get a porn star. He got Monica Lewinsky.
$130,000. Yeah, that was a big scandal. This is like, whatever. No big deal. We got a lot of other things to worry about. All right, let me take a quick break. Wow. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
They'll make you laugh.
They'll make you cry.
And if you play your cards right, they might even get you laid.
Get laid?
What does that come with it? A guarantee?
We'll send Charlie over.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
You guys are really taking it on the chin today. Your Bitcoin value.
That's okay. I'm going to buy some more today.
Oh, man.
Why would you buy more if you lose
down
money?
Down to 9,600.
9,600.
Oh, my God.
At 9,600, Doogie bought Bitcoin when it was 19,000. It's
maybe
now
17,000. It's up there.
Either way, you've lost about half of your investment now.
For now, if
it's down 15% on the day.
If you were to cash out right now, yeah, you'd lose all that. But stick with it.
Yeah, Snitzer and I were talking.
It's down 95.94, so it's down a little bit more.
Snitz even said, he's like, you know, people say, oh, it's down, it's the end. But it's not true. If you look at the big picture, it did this the same time last year, he said.
This is so moronic. This is the dumbest thing. Someone emailed me that same thing. He goes, well, if you look at last year, it dipped last year, and then it shot up. So it always, this time of year, if it were that easy, don't you? I mean, you think people would just go, oh, why would anyone buy now? Everyone, it's just so dumb. People, just because it happened last year, that there was a dip last year at this time.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like that's a trend that you see over and over and that you can predict the markets. Talk to the countless people that have gone bankrupt, gone broke trying to predict the markets. Good luck. I don't know, but I'm sure you guys are doing it the right way.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do what Charlie did and put more money in.
More. All right. That's
good advice.
Yeah.
You're
not concerned at all, Charlie?
No, it'll work itself out. If I was planning on making short term a lot of money, then yes, I'd be screwed right now. This is a long term investment. I'm going to sit around and watch it go down to nothing today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe for the next month, it'll just keep going down.
You going to buy
it'll
more?
It'll crawl back up eventually, and then.
But maybe not.
Well, then
there's nothing to say that it will. I mean,
I'm not going
to
get hung up on it.
You don't remember the 1990, whatever it was.
The Great Depression? No.
No, not the Great Depression.
I don't remember.
The dot-com bubble.
Sure. I said before
everyone, pets.com stock. Oh, sure. Maybe down, but don't worry. It's going to go right back up because it was super high. It will go back up.
Did it ever?
No,
there's bubbles. And I said that before I put any money in. I mentioned that the bubble could burst at any second. Uh-huh. I said this over and over again. This is not a surprise to me.
But you were saying like it wasn't going to happen this year, it was next year.
No, I didn't. I said it could happen any time. Hopefully I'll make money before that time. Currently, I am down. I'm losing money currently.
Uh-huh.
But you just have to wait it out.
Well, also during that dot-com bubble, if you invested in Apple or Google or other ones that are still around, Amazon, you'd be really, really rich.
That's true.
So, yeah, if I was planning on making some short-term money really fast, and I'd be screwed right now. No, this is a long-term investment into my future, and I feel pretty good about it right now. It's going down. That's fine.
It'll go back up.
And if it doesn't, I lost.
Okay. Yeah. But I'd rather
gambled,
lose.
I lost. I
I'd
tried.
Rather try. Right. I agree.
If it goes up. Oh, it's going up, baby. And I am cashing out with my $1 million and laughing in your face.
All right. That may indeed happen. I mean, it's not going to happen today, I don't think.
No, not
today.
Because
it's down to 95.16. Down 16% on the day.
You should put $1,000 into Bitcoin.
You monitor enough. Like, you should check it out.
Oh, now I'm just curious. Doogie's over there. She's got apps on her phone. I wish she would put half this amount of effort into the news as she does checking her Bitcoin prices every day.
No, I haven't. I've been trying not to. I told Charlie last week I started waking up in the middle of the night to pee and checking Bitcoin.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I got to stop. And now you're getting back into it, checking every break, Rover. And so now I'm like, freaking out. I'm down more money. Oh, down again. Oh.
So I'm down $250 on Bitcoin.
Me too.
I'm down $250 on Litecoin. My Ethereum down like 100. But then I bought a bunch of other smaller coins. I put 50 in a bunch of different little coins.
Mm-hmm.
They're all down right now. And that's fine. Like this one's down. I lost $10 on app coins. Stellar Lumen's not doing too hot. They're
Bitcoin's
all going down.
Now at 94.97.
Dropping by the minute.
If it's gone,
right.
It's gone.
Down 16.5% now.
It was about to ride, man. And Lost in the end. That's fine.
All right. Well, good luck. And you're
it sounds like you actually want us to have great luck, Rover.
You know what's going to happen? Everyone's watching it go down, down, down. Everyone's going to buy it. And then it'll go right back up.
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean,
well, that's
I think a lot of people would look at it and they go, wow, that just crashed. I don't know if I want to get into
that.
get into something like that, you know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people will. You guys may, it may work for you. I don't know.
If I was to sell right now, I'd be the biggest idiot. There's nothing I could do. It's going down. Just got to weather the storm.
Would you be the biggest idiot?
Ride
what if it just keeps going down and you have no value whatsoever? You could have sold now and you would have just lost a little bit. You wouldn't have lost your ass.
No.
You get a fourth of your money back.
No, my ass is in.
What'd you start with, dude? I just saw what your money amounts at.
I started with $450, and I'm done.
$450. She's
done $277.
But every time she looks at it, it's going down by the.
Oh yeah, it's by the second. It's going down
by the second. So you think?
Do get
you,
out.
You think I should cash out with my $300?
Yes. Sell.
No.
No.
I'm down.
Just ride it out. Wait. Yep. Just wait 6 months. That's fine.
All right.
If you were smart, Rover, you should put $1,000 in.
Says the woman who's lost just half of what
she wants you to be with them and miserable and losing your ass.
Right.
What, for $9,000?
You should buy an entire Bitcoin right now.
Yeah.
For $9,500?
Yeah. That's a great price.
Or I could buy it in an hour when it's $8,500.
Yeah.
True.
Wait, so if you say the Bitcoin was at $10,000, if he were to buy that and it shot up to $19,000, that's
$19,000. Yes, that's how. He bought one.
It'd be $9,000 profit.
Yes, if he bought one.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because what's the likelihood that it'll go up to $19,000? There's no guarantee on it.
It's going back up.
Oh, boy.
It might take an entire year to go back up after this.
Oh, dude, she won't be able to wait that long. No, she won't be that patient.
She will cash out, lose everything. I can already tell you. It'll keep going down.
I want to buy the little coins that you're into. But I don't know how to do it.
Why not buy a real coin? So I'm actually talking about coins.
Gold.
Gold?
Yeah.
Or Alibaba stock. It's up 14 cents today.
Oh, F
but
off.
It's down for the last 5 days. It's actually down. It looks like it's down $10 over the last 5 days about. But okay. But for the today.
Or just play the lottery.
So down $10. What is that?
For the past year.
It's down 5% in five days.
Past year, it's up about 80%.
I'll look at the last 5 days.
And Bitcoin was 500 last year.
God, that's crazy.
Seth, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Seth.
Yo, Rover, CLY, man.
Arbe, what's happening?
Peter.
Yo!
Hey, I just had a question for these three Wall Street people that you have on your show. They're talking about cashing out and, you know, hitting it rich or whatever, but I just wanted to know also where they're going to cash out and how they're going to get their funds, because if you notice, all these people that have all this money and are making this exponential growth with these small investments on all these stupid coins, they have no actual money. There was a story about this family that invested $10,000 in Bitcoin. They went up $60,000. They said that to their daughter, here you go, here's tuition. But they can't get it out. So when they plan on making this $1 million or whatever, how do they plan on actually getting it in U.S. currency, and also how many people have you actually seen rolling around in Bentleys and mansions and, you know, gold chains or watches with their profits from all these coins?
There's lots of people.
Charlie's going to get a gold medallion. It's going to be a little Bitcoin logo on his medallion.
Tate Smasher already sent me that. They already have it.
Oh, yeah?
you can sell it. You could sell it on Coinbase or GDAX. I don't know what the specific example
you
have.
No, you can.
Yes, you can.
Fund you in U.S. currency.
Yes, they will.
You're totally wrong. Coinbase is an American company.
Coinbase is an American.
There's no financial backing behind this.
Yeah, yeah. You could sell it.
This is exactly what.
So you can yell over my perfectly reasonable answer, and that won't make you any more right. But you can sell your Bitcoin on Coinbase. You can only sell 2 Bitcoins per day. If they had a huge amount and they're not allowed to sell,
100 years. Okay. In 100 years, you might have $500.
No, but
two bitcoins is like $20,000.
Yeah. So again, I don't know what you're yelling about. And then,
A lot of people have emailed me. You could go to a Bitcoin ATM, and apparently they're all over. But they're going to charge about 10% to take your money out. So you've already lost however much money. Throw another 10% on top
if
of that.
If you're stupid and you can't figure out how to take your money out, maybe you shouldn't be in this sort of thing. But I know how to take my money out. And to answer the guy's other question, are there people rolling around in Bentleys? Yes, there's lots of different small things I've seen on YouTube of guys making millions of dollars. I'm not saying it's the rule, but it
happens.
I believe
everything I see on YouTube.
Don't be a hater.
No. Look, you guys may be on to something.
You're the most negative rain cloud.
No. I will tell you. No, you want to know what the positive about this is? I think it's a positive. I'm excited that Doogie and Charlie are paying an interest in anything like this.
Why
now,
is that?
They're probably going to lose their ass, Dieter. But at least they might be learning a little bit about stuff in the process, and that could help them out later in life when they're living at the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
But I like to see them interested in it. I mean, Charlie's been talking about this. We were in Florida. He was talking about all these stupid cryptocurrency, and I overheard him, and I don't know if it was Rob or who it was, but they were cryptocurrency talking about all these things and whatnot.
Oh, if I would have bought it then, because it was early December, right before this huge boom happened, I'd have lots of money if I would have sold. Now it's going back down. But screwed up. We talked about it 4 years ago, and I thought it was too expensive, and I was not in it, and I screwed up. I might lose all my money. I don't know.
You know who else is trying to make a little money that I discovered last night? Is Anthony Snitzer. Not only is he into this Bitcoin, I found him on that Poshmark app.
I'm not on there.
I just became friends with you.
Well, it's not me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It says from this town, everything.
It's a fake profile.
But it was made a while ago.
Yeah, what are they selling?
Nothing. But you have followers. I'm like, oh my God, are you going to start selling stuff too? He's just going to be rolling
Doogie's
in the dough.
Doogie's whole business model is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. She just keeps buying stuff and reselling it. She's purchasing things to resell on this Poshmark.
But Snitzer's doing it
and
now.
And she's usually selling it for less than she bought, right?
Yeah, or she's going to weird stores that are closing out or something. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's worth the effort taking the pictures, mailing everything to get a $3 profit.
Anthony Snitzer, on here.
Okay. That's not me.
That's not?
No.
Did you ever sell those shirts that the fan gave us?
I did.
And how much did you get for those?
I sold one of them for $10 because I only took one.
They give those for free.
Thanks, Jeff. Talk sled.
Didn't you, Dieter, was it you or was it your friend? I can't recall. Someone had a ruler or a yardstick. I hope it's more of a yardstick, not a ruler. To grind up, to mash up their poop.
Yeah, I was actually tweeting about this yesterday.
You were?
I saw this article, Dumb sent it to me, the poop knife.
Yes,
yeah, my friend, I'd go over to his house, and he had a metal yardstick in his bathroom. And his dumps were so big, he'd have to mash it up with the metal yardstick to get it to go down.
I had a friend, he didn't use a yardstick, but he saw a problem was about to happen. It was about to clog or something. Yep. And he, just quick thinking, stuck his hand in and mixed it up real quick.
Oh, no. You can't
just to
use
get
your
it down.
Hand.
You let it clog.
Come on.
Why would let it clog?
Swear to God, this happened.
Yeah, let it clog.
Get a plunger out, get hot water out, something. I never want to touch it.
There's a story that in the Daily Mail, which is Dieter's favorite newspaper of all time. And it's about a guy who posted on the internet, so who knows if the story is true or not. But
would you like the original posting?
Sure.
Okay.
He says that, you see, I might be able to find the original post. Here it is. Here's the subject of the post. When I was 22 years old, I was 22 years old when I learned that not every family has a poop knife. My family poops big. Maybe it's genetic, maybe it's our diet, but everyone births giant logs of crap. If anyone has laid a mega poop, you know that sometimes it won't flush. It lays across the hole in the bottom of the bowl, and the vortex of draining water merely gives it a spin as it mocks you.
It really doesn't go down. I've never seen it where a turd doesn't go down.
I haven't either.
It's like a sideways log. Yeah. And the whirlpool goes around it, but doesn't actually bring it down. It's just like kind of, it's hovering.
See, I think this is more of a toilet problem, that maybe there's something wrong with the toilet, or it's not effective enough.
One of the biggest ones I've ever had in my life, and it wouldn't go down, and then my dog ripped it out of the toilet.
Stop it.
Yeah, because you know some have more flow, more power to suction down. Well, some are weak, and you flush, and it's just a little bit of water, and it won't bring it down.
Uh-huh. Growing up, this was a common enough occurrence that our family had a poop knife. It was an old rusty kitchen knife that hung on a nail in the laundry room, only to be used for that purpose.
Oh.
It was normal to walk through the hallway and have someone call out, "Hey, can you get me the poop knife?" I thought it was standard kit. You have your plunger, your toilet brush, and your poop knife. Fast forward to age 22. It's been a day or two between poops, and I'm over at my friend's house. My friend was the local dealer and always had guests over because you can't buy weed without sitting on your ass and sampling it for an hour. I excuse myself and lay a gigantic turd. I look down and see that it's a sideways one, so I crack the door and call out for my friend. He arrives and I ask him for his poop knife. "My what?" "Your poop knife," I say. "I need to use it, please." "What the F is a poop knife?" Obviously he has one, but maybe he calls it by a more delicate name. A fecal cleaver, a dung divider, a guano glaive. I don't know what that means. I explain what it is and why I want it. He starts giggling, then laughing. Then lots of people start laughing. It turns out the music stopped and everyone heard my pleas through the door. It also turns out that none of them had poop knives. It was just my effed up family with their effed up bowels. I told this to my wife last night, who was amused and horrified at the same time. It turns out that she did not know what a poop knife was and had been using the old rusty knife hanging in the utility closet as a basic utility knife.
Oh.
Thankfully, she didn't cook with it, but she used it to open Amazon boxes.
Oh.
She put fecal all over those boxes.
That's so
and doesn't that knife smell just hanging?
Yeah.
If it's cutting up dung?
Well, I think you probably rinse it off in the
what?
Swirl of the toilet water.
No, that cakes on
did
there.
Did your friend's yardstick smell?
Or yeah, ruler? The bathroom smelled. He would just put a plastic bag on the bottom of it, so he'd tilt it against the wall, and the bottom would just be in a plastic bag. So he could just take it out any time.
Is this
and
really
it up.
You that was doing this?
No,
you say it was a friend?
You could say it was me, but he had it.
And would you all use it, or was it only for his use?
Well, I never really took a dump over there.
Okay.
But if I did, I would definitely use it to chop it up. He just had this major, he's a big guy. Every time he took a dump, it wouldn't flush.
Does he pre-chop or wait till there's a problem, then chop?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've ever asked him that. I'm guessing it's a post-chop. You flush. If it doesn't go down, then you use that.
Okay.
To mash it up. And it's a great invention. You should go on Shark
Is
Tank.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Now,
the dung divider.
Here's
the Dieter dung divider.
This guy edited his post after, and he said, here's a common question I'm getting. Why was this not in the bathroom instead of the laundry room? The answer.
Great question.
We only had one poop knife, and the laundry room was central to all three bathrooms. I have no idea why we didn't have three poop knives. All I know is we didn't. We had one, possibly because my father was notoriously cheap about the weirdest things. So, yes, we shared our poop knife.
See, I don't like
it. I'd never heard of such a thing. Jeffrey, you're the...
Come on.
The fecal fanatic.
The excrement expert.
Yes. Tell us, have you ever had this issue, or have you ever had to chop anything up?
No, I've never had to chop my poop up because I'm very lucky that the way my poop falls out of my rear end, it falls right into the hole of the toilet, so I wouldn't have that issue.
No.
So that
sometimes it's like a snake going down into its
burrow. That's right. That's why I've never had that issue.
Remember one time
poop and sometimes you look and you couldn't even tell that you pooped because it went so far down into that hole.
First and then the second of all, my turds are less than 6 inches long.
Uh-huh. Oh, you sure? One time we took a picture of everybody's excrement. Remember that?
Yes.
And Jeffrey's photo was a huge anaconda log floating on the water. It was massive.
I don't know.
It was a floater. I hated it.
His diet.
Do you remember that?
Well, I got a pretty powerful toilet, so I don't have to worry about if it's perpendicular to the hole, it just sucks it right down.
Have you
I got
ever clogged the toilet?
No.
Oh, I don't believe.
I'm very.
Well, he doesn't wipe.
He doesn't,
wipe, so he doesn't. There's no.
Oh, I
no
wipe.
Problem
it's just that I'll wipe maybe like with two small wads.
Yeah.
Flush, and then if I have to wipe again, I'll do a dip, which keeps from clogging up the toilet.
How often are you guys clogging? Oh,
you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I could have made $1 million off of this. I'm so mad.
Off the poop knife?
Yeah. My daughter, when she was like 4 years old, without fail, she would go in there and it would be laying straight across the hole. And we'd flush it and flush it. And my husband and I would stand there looking at each other like, what the hell are we going to do? So finally, in desperation, went to the kitchen drawer, but I didn't use a knife because I didn't want to reuse whatever I was using.
Yeah.
And I got one of those wooden shish kebab, like barbecue skewers out.
Okay.
We would go in and poke, poke, poke until we perforated it enough for it to flush and go down.
And what'd you do with
this? So it's almost like you had to have surgical precision. You didn't actually chop the turd in half. You perforated it.
Like Swiss cheese?
So that you try and get the perforation line so it would break there in half in order to go down. I see. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. God forbid you poked out a line.
And what'd you do with that spoon or that shish kebab, whatever?
Well, we made you some chicken, Dieter.
Yeah.
Throw that away.
You would throw it away. All right. I mean, is there any explanation to how, by the way, a four-year-old could lay a turd that big and sideways?
Exactly. I even watched her go at one point because I said, she's got to be sitting sideways on the toilet. She has to be. Nope.
Sideways.
Go sideways. Well, what the heck is going on?
All right, Amy. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Maybe take that idea to Shark Tank. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Forget about quitting smoking, working out, eating right. Make your new habit something you'll actually stick with. Listen to Rover's Morning Glory. Now back to the show.
Joe, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joe.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
I have to know, with Dieter being our leader, leading us into the 21st century, the tip of the spear, as it were, if he has improved on the idea of the poop knife, and does he have poop scissors like he does for his chicken?
Ew.
That's good.
Interesting.
That's very good.
Dieter does have a habit of, I've never seen this. Never seen anyone else do this, but he has scissors that he cuts his chicken up. He eats
anything up.
Steak.
Over. Anything I use to cut up. Like yesterday I had to cut up red meat or hamburger meat. I use scissors.
And
it's the perfect thing. It's so much easier than a fork and knife. I brought it out on dates before. You use the scissors to cut up your meal.
So how many pair of scissors do you have?
Three.
Okay. And what are... What are they used for? Why do you have three? What are the three for? Are they different or?
I really just had two, and then somebody in my family got me a pair because they know how much I liked them. It's just like a smaller pair.
And where did you learn to cut up your meat?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a full-on steak. Like, he takes a steak when he's eating at home. Let's say he cooks a steak. He loves that Foreman grill. You still cook on
love
that
it.
Thing?
Freaking love it. And it's all this gristle just burnt into it. Gives it so much flavor.
So he... Let's say he cooks a steak on his Foreman grill. He takes it off, puts it on his plate. He has a fork that
Well, I don't know. Do you even use a fork, or do you cut it up and then you use... You stab it and you eat right off of the scissors.
That example, it's so hot, I'd use a fork. Mm-hmm. But if it's cold out of the fridge, like when I make my lunch, I just grab the chicken by my hand and I cut it up. And when I did that steak challenge in Texas, what was it, the 72-ouncer?
Yep.
You saw I just picked it up with my hand and I sliced that son of a bitch up in, what, 2 minutes?
Yes,
that
you
was
did.
Fast as hell, and I never cut my fingers. You're like, you're going to cut yourself. No.
Well.
It's like a surgeon.
So you don't have a poop. You don't have poop scissors, though.
No.
They'd have to have, like, extra long, almost like those shears.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
Garden like, shears?
Yeah, hedging to do the hedge.
You should get a brand of the Dieter scissors right out there.
I like that.
Expand the brand.
I did have an incident. I was at my sister's house, and she told me before her basement bathroom doesn't work. And she's going to kill me. This is the first time she's hearing me say this. So I went in the bathroom away from the family. I'm like, I'm going to take a dump.
Uh-huh.
Have some privacy. My nephews, they're not going to bug me. I went down, took a dump. I flush. Nothing. I go, oh, no, this is bad. I mean, a lot of TP, this is not even working. So I lift the lid going, oh, what's going on? Is the chain unattached? It was bone dry in the tank. Bone dry.
No water.
I go, oh, no. I go, oh, my God. So thank God I had a cup in there. I don't know if I was drinking out of it or what, but for some reason I brought a cup in there. I'd actually take water from the faucet like 30 different times and fill up the tank with the water because that water then would use to flush out and put it back into the bowl. So I do it 30 times, and then my nephews come down. They're knocking. What are you doing in there? What are you doing in there? I'm like, oh, hold on. I filled up the tank, and then when I flushed, it got one flush out of it, and it actually went down.
Huh.
And I got away with it. So that does work.
Are you sure that the water wasn't turned off that toilet?
I don't know. All I know is it didn't work, and I filled it up with enough. If you fill up the tank
right
high enough, you can get one flush out mm-hmm of it. So I don't know where that waste went.
In an emergency, you could just probably just pee right into the tank, huh?
Ew.
Rover, you need a lot of water. I used to, literally 30 cups, 30 times of water. I had to fill up, 'cause that tank is big.
Yeah.
To get it high enough to get enough water suction.
When I flush my toilet, the handle just stays down.
Oh,
and
that's a problem.
If you don't remember to go back and lift it up, that thing will run all day.
Yeah.
That's
you got to jiggle it.
You need to get that looked at. All right, I know that we do have Jeffrey for Skidmark Cinema.
Oh, the first one of the year.
Anthony saw this movie as well, what he's going to review, so we'll get the all truth right as far as what happened in the movie.
First, is this really the first Skidmark Cinema of 2018?
It's got to be. He didn't see one over break, remember? He forgot.
Hmm. All right. I thought we've done one, though.
Did we?
Jeffrey, did we? He would know.
Jeffrey, are you ready? Jeffrey. Let's. Here we go. Skidmark Cinema. Let's get started.
Cinema. And there he is, Jeffrey LaRock.
All right, Jeffrey is what?
He's spilling his coffee or whatever's in there.
He left a trail coming in of his coffee drink.
You saw that too?
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey is getting situated here on the couch of smears. All right, Jeffrey, what movie did you go see?
Actually, I saw the movie called The Post starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks.
Is this your first movie review of 2018?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
No,
right.
He did a horror movie.
He did Insidious, Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's right. I reviewed Insidious, and this is a very. I like the idea of historic movies or movies that would portray a historic event. The idea is to see how well that event is portrayed in the movie and how well the movie tells the story.
What?
And it's, you know,
what's the event that the Post looks at?
Okay, it's a story surrounding Katharine Graham, played by Meryl Streep, and she is the first female publisher of a large American newspaper, The Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a race against the New York Times to see who can release the Pentagon Papers, which were papers that reveal a massive cover-up across four presidential administrations regarding the Vietnam War. It winds up going, and the case, because it's in regard to the freedom of the press, goes to the Supreme Court in the United States.
Okay, so what year is this set in?
Set in the year of our Lord, 1971.
1971.
But it starts in the middle of Vietnam War in 1964 and then it goes all the way to 1971.
65.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You say there's a massive cover-up across four presidential administrations regarding the Vietnam War, but that would mean that it would span back to even before the Vietnam War began.
It would go from Truman, Eisenhower, Truman, Kennedy, Nixon.
Mm-hmm. What about Lyndon Johnson?
Oh yeah, Lyndon Johnson. So yeah, okay. So at least I got the era right.
So it's five presidents.
Well, I would say. Hold on, give me a hot second. No, I'm trying to remember my presidential history.
Well, when did the Vietnam War start?
It started in actually we got involved in it in around the early 60s.
Okay. Uh-huh. Now, how long is a presidential term?
4 years.
What's the max?
Two consecutive terms, 8 years.
So, anyhow, all right, go on.
So basically, it's basically what it is. It's a race between the. And then Katharine Graham literally risked her career and her paper to get this out because she felt that as a member of the press or the media, that the American people should know this.
All right. So is it a good drama then?
It's a good drama. It kept me intrigued. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know how it would end. And it got me so intrigued that
a historical movie? Don't we know how it ends?
Yeah. But I don't want to give that away in case someone hasn't seen it or is not young old enough to remember those events.
Do they publish the story?
Oh, it was published.
Okay. What's the story? The
end. Well, that's the end then.
Yeah, I would assume that they're in a race with the New York Times to see who can publish it first. Right. If it had been the New York Times, it probably would have been called The Times. Not
well,
the
what
Post.
Happened was there was a point. There was a well, point where the Supreme Court
the
put
end?
In set. You know. Put forward an injunction to keep the Times from, you know, or any American paper from publishing
an injunction?
It.
Speaking of junk, is yours hanging out because your zipper is down?
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Barnyard doors open.
No, I forgot to zip my pants after I used the bathroom.
He's trying to show us the Post.
So, yeah, right, Nats. Shut up. Anyways, but again, it's I thought it was interesting, and it's just one of those little things I never knew about because I wasn't old enough to live in that time period.
Any blood?
No. No blood, no nudity, no sex.
Saw this as well.
No nudity?
All right, on a scale of 1 to 5 skid marks, how many skid marks do you
get? As far as historical accuracy, I thought it was well acted between Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. I thought they looked good on screen. The cinematography was Law and Order-esque because the camera work was kind of shaky, but I guess it's the way they wanted it to make it, to give sort of like a credence to make it more realistic.
Okay.
Who wrote that? Somebody wrote that. What reviewer wrote
Law
that?
Law and Order-esque.
You'll find it.
All right, go on.
Shut up, Douchey. I gave it five.
I thought it was really
interesting. It kind of slowed down at some point, but it got pretty good as it progressed, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Who directed it?
Let's see. Steven Spielberg.
So because it came out in January, was it in limited release in December so that it could be up for Academy Award?
Yeah,
it
wide was? Release okay. was January 12th.
Okay. Who wrote that? Are you looking it up?
Law and Order-esque. I'm which trying reviewer? To find this. I'm sure it's
Yahoo Movies.
Sure, it's out there somewhere.
Snitz, did you like the movie?
Yeah, I saw it with my wife last night. It was really good. I mean, I was a little kid when it happened, so I kind of knew a little bit about some stuff. But yeah, he's kind of right. Basically, the Pentagon Papers are a study that Robert McNamara, he was like the
Secretary of Defense at the time.
Yes, he wrote. His study of the Vietnam War, and that's how it spans those decades, because it talks about...
What was that last newspaper movie that won the Oscar?
Spotlight?
Yeah, that sucked.
Oh, no!
That was so bad. There just because you Michael just like Keaton. Michael Keaton. Yeah. That's the only reason why you like it.
True.
It's just Michael Keaton's funny.
Why were you like, oh, no, that's great!
Well, because Michael Keaton...
No,
he has
good
lines.
But the movie sucks.
Do you like Michael Keaton more than you like the Catholic Church? Because that was pretty scathing.
Yeah. No, I didn't like that, but...
Wasn't Michael Keaton in another paper, The Paper with
the paper.
Marissa Tomei?
Yeah.
So it's two newspaper movies?
Oh, yeah. There's not wrong with that.
So, Anthony, how many, let's see, what would Anthony have?
Star Wars ones?
How many?
Chewbacca's?
Lightsaber swings.
Vegan coins?
Vegan burgers?
Yeah. How many XRPs, Ripple coins or whatever? Nice. How many of those do you give it?
I'm going to give it like a four.
Four?
Yeah, it was
four
really good.
XRPs.
Some of the filming I didn't care for, but yeah, it was good.
Was it ask of...
Law and Order-esque, yeah, that's what I would say.
All right. Jeffrey, thank you. I'm glad that he found a movie that he likes, finally. I like that. All right. Yesterday, I was saying when we ended the show, hey, we hope everything works with RMG Plus and the aftermath and all of that. So immediately, right after I say that, They get ready to start the aftermath, and the website just completely goes down. And that lasted maybe about 45 minutes, but eventually it was discovered what was going on, and it was an easy fix. So I hope that today that it all works. But
will anything be changed with whatever you're doing on this side when you go on the bus to do the show next week? Will that be affected in any way or no?
Nope. I don't know how it would be. How would it be affected? What do you mean?
I don't know. Your luck. Something's always wrong.
Well, the bus sits there for a while and things just break. I don't know how. It's like gremlins. The things just stop working after a while. When are we leaving for this bus trip? Do you guys have any idea?
1 week from tomorrow.
You told me Thursday night, next week Thursday night, around, I think, 8 o'clock.
I don't know. 1 week from tomorrow you're leaving.
1 week from tomorrow. All right. So we'll be in Rochester the end of next week for Rover's Holiday Hangover.
That's always a good time.
Yeah. Jeffrey's going to do his stand-up comedy routine there.
I'm really looking forward to this.
How many minutes are you giving us? What are they asking for?
Hour.
All right.
Like, well, I don't want to pull up for an hour. I don't want to bore the people, but I'm just going to do the best that I can. I tried on the air this morning, tried different types of delivery. I tried a more of a Robert Schimmel type of delivery, kind mm-hmm. of deadpan delivery, you know.
Isn't mm-hmm. he dead?
Yes, Robert Schimmel's dead, mm-hmm. Douchey, but it's his... I've watched footage of him. I actually saw him live many, many years ago at the old Hilarities.
Really?
And yeah, a long time ago. I met him in person. Really nice guy. And it's just watching his mannerisms, the way he does his delivery. It's very, I don't know, very, I guess you would call it the comedy world, like, sort of a deadpan style.
Okay. So you're going to
do a bedpan style?
No, not a deadpan, not bedpan, Nads. Coming from a guy that once shot up heroin and almost killed himself.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Hey, you want to rag on me? I want to rag on him back.
Right.
It's a two-way street here. You want to rag on me? I'll rag right back.
Amen, brother.
Who would you say, Jeffrey, in your entire life, if we had to rank people that you hate?
Oh, God.
Let's do it.
Let's start at the person you hate the most, and let's do like the top 5 or 10 people that you hate.
Oh, that's a good. I mean,
who
I'm
you
not,
hate the most in your life.
If I don't know, it's hard for me to really. If somebody that would have to really piss me off for me to hate them, you know. But in all honesty, it would sometimes I would say have to be one of our old producers,
Rob.
Yeah, because he would always creep me out. He would come in here butt naked, you know, try to assault me and whatever. It's too bad. I couldn't have gone to HR and said, hey, this guy's sexually harassing me. Of course, they'd never take a sexual harassment claim from a guy. So
you've got to watch in slow motion at Holy Moses Matrimony when Rob rips off his priest outfit and rips off that mask. You really got to watch Jeffrey's face. It's the greatest thing because I love the next day that we come in, Jeffrey's like, no, I knew it was Rob. Okay.
No, it took him a second because the mask was still on, right? Yeah. Part
well,
way.
He didn't know. He had no idea what the hell was going on. You got to watch his face.
Time.
I love it. It's so good. It's so good.
There's a picture, Rover, real quick, of The Office. I don't know if Snitcher can show this. From the other week, it's Jeffrey. If you can look what he's watching on
he's
his
watching
phone.
Rob on
what
his phone.
What are you doing,
Jeffrey? Huh? Oh, that's me watching him having this big meltdown.
But this is in The Office.
Because I thought it was funny. Because Rob was trying to get into comedy, and that was him on the Mike Calder show, and he has this big-ass meltdown, and I thought it was funny because he was getting ripped down. He can't take it.
This is like a year ago or more. So you're watching old radio shows just because you hate Rob so much, but you can't stop watching him.
No, it's watching
him. You're almost infatuated.
No, let me explain.
Oh, my God.
It's watching him get ripped on for all the years he's ripped on me.
Uh-huh.
And it's watching him get a dose of his own medicine.
You
want to
rip him wide open?
No.
Oh, my God.
You know what's weird, though? Rob would have done anything for you.
Oh, he did. He frequently did lots of things for Jeffrey. Drove his family around, went to the hospital with
anything.
Him, took Jeffrey to the hospital, met Jeffrey's family at the hospital. All sorts of different things, yeah.
But he's number one. You hate him the most.
But you got to remember this. Rob and I, well, at Holy Moses of Matrimony, we talked about it. He asked me how the kids were doing everything. He was really cool and all
okay,
that.
Okay, but you still have, you put him at the top of your list of people you hate.
I mean, for some of the things, for things he's done to me on this show.
Okay, number two.
Outside the show, it's a different
number
story.
Number two.
Outside, it could be outside the show. This is just anyone you hate. Doesn't have to be on the show. Just people in your life that you hate.
I guess... Oh, he was just the first person that came in my head. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Who else could Who else could I possibly? Because, like I said, the thing would have to be so egregious.
Well, you
the person
seem
that
to
ripped you off. Well, I don't want to give you any ideas.
Yeah,
even just Nads. Like you're like, if you look so good, I'll rip him.
Just Nads. Just
where does Nads fall in? Do you think on the list of people that you hate?
Top five? Top ten?
Well, if you're going to go top five, I would have to, there'll be times where just Nats just makes me want to clothesline it, but I can't, cause I'll get fired.
Okay. So he's in your top five?
I mean, I never honestly thought about people
about
I really hate.
Okay, we'll do it now.
Let's think right now. God. It's an exercise.
Number two, do you say?
No.
Who do you hate more, Charlie or Nads?
If I had to pick which one, it would be Nats because he makes all the stupid cracks about me and everything.
Mm-hmm. So number two.
Charlie's done a lot of favors for me, and I do appreciate him. But Charlie, does...
Came over to your house when it was 120 degrees and put in an air conditioner, but yeah.
Yeah, and you still make... Yeah, Nats, you still make fun of me every chance you get, so...
All right,
Charlie doesn't do it as much.
Who
I mean,
do
he does
more?
Do it. Doesn't do as much as you do.
Yeah.
Who do you hate more, Nads or the guy who calls in Crying Wolf Dave?
Ooh.
Oh, Crying Wolf Dave would definitely be number one.
Wait, over because, Rob?
No, but Rob is number one.
Yeah.
Well, but Crying Wolf Dave, he just wants to come in and get his 15 seconds, even though half the crap he says is not true.
Uh-huh. So you hate, okay, so it goes currently Rob, then Crying Wolf Dave, then Nads, then Charlie on the list of people you hate.
What about Doogie?
Yeah, let's put Doogie in there. Where does she fit in?
God.
Who do you hate more?
Oh, my God.
Charlie or Doogie?
No, it's, That's a tough one because if it wasn't for Doogie, I would not be on this show.
Okay, we understand that. But who do you hate more, Doogie or Charlie?
I don't know. I think probably Charlie more because he's helped with the pranks that have been pulled on me.
So right now it goes Rob, Nads,
no,
Rob,
Crying Wolf Dave, Nads. Charlie, Doogie. Okay.
What about the guy that had sex with your wife? Do you hate him?
Or your wife that had sex with other men in the home of your family?
Or the guy that...
Yeah, who do you hate more, your wife or Doogie?
Let's see. If I had a... My wife would probably rip my nuts off if I said this, about her.
Go ahead.
What?
Well, who I hate between her and Doogie.
Right.
She's hard to hate despite what she did, largely because she put up with my dumbass for 18 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you hate Doogie more than you hate Mary Elizabeth.
Like I said, it's like...
Well, you got to pick one.
If I have to pick one to be my wife just for the fact she did cheat on me in my own home.
Okay, so you hate your... Okay, so here we go. Let's go. Top five. Start with Rob, our old producer.
Uh-huh.
Crying Wolf Dave, the phone caller. Then Nads.
Then
Charlie. Then your wife. Then Doogie. But this begs the question. We don't know if Mary Elizabeth falls higher than any of you. Who do you hate more, your wife or Charlie?
Ooh, I've never done you that dirty, man.
I've never done you that dirty.
Well, I would say Nats and Charlie would stay at their same spots.
Oh, okay. They're not moving.
So you hate
them
more than
you
hate
your
wife.
They did not go and sleep with my wife.
So you hate them more than you hate your wife.
Well, okay. We could move them lower and put my wife up.
All right. So let's redo the list. Hold on. So it goes, Rob, our old producer, is who you hate the most. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is Crying Wolf Dave, the phone caller. Number three is Mary Elizabeth, your wife.
Right.
Number four is Nads, our phone screener. Number five is Charlie, our audio guy. And number six is Doogie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, I don't.
Is there anyone else that could crack
Robert,
that top
I just have some questions. Because, like, Crying Wolf Dave kind of helped Jeffrey find out his wife was cheating on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jeffrey might not know that if it wasn't for Crying Wolf Dave's
But Jeffrey
reporting.
Doesn't want to know that.
No, but he does in the end. You need to know it. So I'm surprised you're more mad at Crying Wolf
Who
Dave.
Who do you hate more, Crying Wolf Dave or your wife?
And Crying Wolf Dave, all he did was report on what was going on and
Which
kind of
helped him in
shined
the end.
A light yeah. on the infidelity.
I thought it was a guy that called himself Fisherman X. That was the guy that called into the show or whatever.
Okay, well,
he
whatever.
Started it.
But,
yeah.
but regardless.
It was Crying Wolf Dave using a fake
who
name.
Who do you hate more, Crying Wolf Dave, who I don't know if you've ever met in person.
No.
Okay, do you hate, who do you hate more, him or Mary Elizabeth, your wife?
Crying Wolf Dave never brought anybody into his house, you know?
I mean, who would I hate more, Crying Wolf Dave or Mary Elizabeth? That's
Crying Wolf Dave never says no to your advances.
First of all,
Let him think. You guys are throwing him off. Go ahead.
Doogie.
Think about this.
Doogie just
who do you hate more?
Completely discombobulated.
She jumped up on the leg.
Thanks a lot, Doogie.
She just jumped up.
You back on track. Who do you hate more, Mary Elizabeth or Crying Wolf Dave?
I would say... I would have to hate Mary Elizabeth, like I said, for the fact that she cheated on me.
All right, so let's go. Give me the current list, Charlie, please.
Okay, we have Rob, who, from all accounts, was like actually a pretty nice guy to Jeffrey.
Absolutely.
Drove him around, took him to the hospital, all that, yeah.
Oh, everything. And then number two, we have Mary Elizabeth, who, from all accounts, cheated on him, brought strangers into his house, had sex with these strangers. It's just done Jeffrey dirty and turned him into an embarrassment.
Number three?
In the city. Three is Crying Wolf Dave.
Okay.
Four is Nads. Uh-huh. Five is Charlie.
Yeah.
Six is Doogie.
Okay, now, Mary Elizabeth we placed at the bottom of the list, but she's crawled up. Is there any possibility she could take over this number one slot? Let's talk about this.
Well, Rob has a driver's license and used to drive Jeffrey around.
Yep. Uh-huh. Mary Elizabeth doesn't have a driver's license and says she will only drive in the state of Arizona if she ever does get a driver's mm-hmm. license. And she would run over... any firstborn son in a baby carriage, if she had a driver's license, she'd just mow baby carriages down.
Rob, other than joking, was actually truly cared about Jeffrey and his family and would do things for his family frequently. Mary Elizabeth just seems to invite guys over.
So, who do you hate more? I mean, this is the definitive final top five list. Think about this. Who do you want to put in the top slot? Is it Mary Elizabeth or is it Rob?
I don't know. It's that
it's really debating.
Oh yeah, it is debating because you got to remember
I understand.
Well, yeah, I mean Mary Elizabeth turned him into kind of a laughingstock in the entire city, multiple cities. Rob truly cared for him. And I just don't know if Mary Elizabeth does.
She turned him into a cuck, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes.
A what?
A cuck.
Cuck.
You guys got me.
Okay, so.
My mind's just a little, again, I'm just trying to get my mind back on.
Okay, just think about it.
Who do you want to put in my train of thought
here?
All
right, here we go. Final top five of who you hate the most. Who comes in at the number one spot?
I'm probably going to get reamed out on Twitter for this one. But, if I was to have done this list three or four years ago,
yeah.
when all the cheating crap came out, yeah. Mary Elizabeth would have been at the top of my list.
She would have been at the top
right.
of your list.
But what about today?
But today, as it stands.
As it stands.
Last time you saw Rob, it was a pleasant experience. He asked you about your family, how everything was going. Last time you saw Mary Elizabeth, she doesn't want to have sex with you.
Peter,
you know?
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Rover.
Hey.
Jeffrey, you clearly hate Mary Elizabeth, but you're blocking a couple things out. I'm going to help you out. If you weren't 30 before you met her, you wouldn't have gotten married. You would have been in the radio, you would have been slaying all the ladies, and you wouldn't have had kids. Clearly, she's the worst person you've ever had in your life. Rob helped you, so just admit it. You hate Mary Elizabeth more than you hate Rob because of what she did to your future, which is more important to you than your past.
That's one way of looking at it.
Never met Mary Elizabeth. It's true. Like the amount of times he's had to stop himself from having sex with the old lady or different experiences of motorboating that could potentially turn into sex, he's had to stop and hold back because his wife, the old ball and chain.
All right, so who's in the top spot? Think about it. As of right now today, who do you hate the most in your life?
I don't know. I mean, I gotta roll with it, you know? I mean,
so what's your answer?
Huh? What is the answer?
Who is the number one person you hate the most?
Final answer.
Oh, boy. Let's see. I don't know.
It's a really tough decision.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Our old producer who he hasn't worked with in 5 years or
but remember, he, remember these
and
psychological,
mother of his two children.
Psychological scars he's left on me.
Okay, all right. So, who do you hate the most?
I mean, figuratively.
No, literally. Who do you hate the most?
Who do you see every day that just turns your stomach?
Place the number one spot. Are you ready? Go ahead.
Well, like I said, if it had to be number one, it's my wife for, you know,
Wow, moving right up. She entered the list at number five. But
you know what?
The more
you
thought about
and,
it.
But, you know, again, it's just I'm just rolling with it. You know, I have to learn to kind of let things go.
Current
and
list.
All right, give me the list, Charles.
Mary Elizabeth, his wife.
His wife and mother of two children.
The mother of two children. The woman he just remarried in front of a group of people. That's number one, most hated person. Number two, Rob. Number three, Crying Wolf Dave, a person he's never met before. Number four, Nads. Number five, Charlie. And then just number six, Doogie, just to throw her in
just
the mix.
To throw her in to show how close she was to the top five.
But, you know, hey, I'm still with her. I'm just working through everything and whatnot. So.
All right. Well,
good luck with that.
Good luck, Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Doogie.
Let me take
good luck
a
getting
break.
A man.
We
you sure Doogie's not number one?
No, okay. Here's the thing with Doogie is that we know from my years on this show and from one of all the stories I heard that we know that she's our resident money grubber. I even asked her, I posed this question to her earlier in today's show where if Warren Buffett came here and gave
her
a
chance. I'd have sex with him for $1 billion.
Right.
We'll be back and we'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover wants to tell you how he really feels, but he wasn't born with enough middle fingers to express himself.
F you guys. All right, here we go.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus in just a moment. As I mentioned, we're going to be in Rochester for Rover's Holiday Hangover next week. Hope to see you there. Tickets are available at the Great House of Guitars, JD Oxford's, or at thezone941.com. Dashboard Confessional, The Struts, The Glorious Sons, all playing the show. And Welshly Arms,
If you're caller 30 right now, I'll give you tickets to the Cleveland Winter Beer Fest, the 26th and 27th at the Downtown Convention Center. Join thousands of craft beer fans and sample over 300 craft beers from down the street and around the country. Info and tickets are at clevelandbeerfest.com.
I actually had a good time at that.
You went last year?
No, no, not last year. The year that I actually created my own beer and it was sampled. A lot of people liked it.
Oh, it was good. Just 20 different ingredients.
Yep. Just put a little bit of everything in there.
It was like a witch's brew.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone liked it, though. Yes. I said, just give me your, I mean, if you didn't like it, just let me know. And everyone seemed to like it.
Yeah, it was good.
Have they asked you back?
No.
I love that one. He sounds like a witch.
Yeah, like Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, my Rosie O'Donnell snicker.
Oh, okay.
I like doing sometimes.
Yesterday you were doing the aftermath, Charlie, but the website was down. Now that must make it a little bit difficult in order to do a
show. Hard. Every phone call I picked up was just, "Where's the show?
Where, dude? The website's effed up. The app isn't working, or whatever."
But yeah, I think I like the new website a lot. I think it looks great. So there'll be some what?
Is there a new website?
Well, we talked about it in detail yesterday.
Yes, we
did. I thought it was behind the scenes, cosmetically.
Go to the site and find out.
I'm going right now.
Remember, I even mentioned, like, oh, you have the bus GPS.
Right.
I know, but I didn't realize
everything.
But even the, if you look at it on your phone, not the app, but if you look at the website on your phone, just the mobile version of the website. I don't know if people would use it or not, but there's a little, the whole top menu part, like you have your regular menu icon, which you can get to everything. You're looking at this, Charlie. You tell me. Give me your expert. Give me your UI
on the phone.
On the phone. Just go to the road.
I'll tell you. I'll break down.
Give me your UI UX expertise.
Bad,
here.
What's bad? What's good? I'll tell you.
Yeah. It's a terrible picture you used of me to talk about Amazon Alexa.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Snitzer picks those. So.
Oh, Snitz.
No, I don't.
That's Rover, it's terrible.
You on the website on your phone now?
Yes, it's loading. Okay.
Rover, I noticed that Nads isn't in this picture on the site. The RMG Plus picture?
Neither is Anthony. I noticed that,
I'm assuming all the TVs are me, so that's just...
There's only so much room we have. What are you...
Well, you could squeeze him, like, kneeling down in front of Jeffrey or something.
Is Jeffrey on it?
Yeah, of course. He's saluting.
Oh,
he made the cut. How do you feel?
Feels good.
What do you think about this bar at the top there? Are you on the website on your phone, Charlie? All right, so you have the main. Everyone knows the main menu icon, right? You can click that, have the menu pop out, right? Everyone understands that. You know that.
Yep.
And then, but all those little other icons. One, the little phone is to call the show.
So if I press that, it'll open my phone.
Yep. I mean, try it.
Try it. Okay, that's cool. That works. Yeah.
The little message icon is to text the show. You send us a text message.
Oh, this is cool.
Okay, I like that.
The little plus icon takes you right to RMG Plus.
Okay.
And the little headphone icon is to listen to the show. That will launch the iHeart app.
All right. Well.
And everyone knows what a shopping cart is, obviously. And if you touch a logo, it takes you back to the... I would assume that's intuitive. If you touch a logo, that takes you back to the homepage.
Hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go into the menu and click home if you want.
What was something I want to mention? I don't know. It's a new thing. I'm not a huge fan of the endless scrolling. I've never liked that.
Oh, you don't like endless scroll?
What's an endless scroll?
No, it's like all the shows, highlight videos, every, you just scroll down, scroll down, scroll down.
I understand that every site's like that, so it's nothing you're doing. I'm just a personal not fan of it, because if I want to quickly jump to like a certain thing.
Yeah.
I like to be able to, I like the page numbers where I can then immediately go back, press 8, and then, or whatever, and I jump back super far.
Well.
And also when you super scroll, so you just keep scrolling, it really starts slowing. I don't know if your site does it, but it'll start slowing on the computer because you're scrolling so much, you've loaded so much by the endless scroll. But every site does this now, so it's a personal.
Right, I understand.
You mean going all the way down? Is that what you're saying?
to the bottom of the page. It loads more entries.
Yeah, you'll never reach the bottom because it'll just load more.
Okay.
Now, you can go to post archives and go right to whatever month you want. So if you want to go to June of 20...
Okay, then it's great. Never mind. I can jump right to something. Then never mind. That takes care of that.
I think that's better than the old page numbers, don't you?
Yes, as long as that.
Yeah, because you can like, you have
by
all
the way,
that
the page
highlights.
Numbers change as you add stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyhow.
No, well, if you have that post archives where you can just skip to a month, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm seeing right here, you can just skip to whatever you want. I will say that, I don't know if it's still set up like this, but at my home, it auto played the video. I don't know. Like auto sound and everything up.
It will auto say that again?
RMG TV. It was just auto playing it with the sound up. I don't know if it's still doing that. I'm trying to refresh it. But...
There's a misspelling, but I'm
Rover.
That guy.
Oh, my God.
Where? Snitzer, where?
Change it.
Where?
RMG TV Archives. It's misspelled. It says Arvives.
Wow.
That's easy.
Fix that.
No, it's not. The sound's not up. Never mind.
All right. Well, listen, we're still working on a few bugs, so hopefully everything will work okay today for RMG Plus and the aftermath. We'll find out what they have coming up. But the reason why we did this was really to get on this new platform, and we can it makes app development easier, and we're going to do a whole new app from scratch and make that better for you, make it... there should be some cool features in there, I hope. So that's why we did this. And on top of that, it's just way easier to manage your RMG Plus subscription and stuff like that on the website now. Should eliminate a lot of the issues that we had in the past. Now, that being said, I anticipate for the next week or two, we're probably going to have some growing pains and some things are not going to be correct and the website's going to crash here and there and blah, 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 blah. But just give us, be patient. Give us a little bit of time. We'll try to work through all of that. What do you guys have coming up on The Aftermath?
We're going to talk about this revelation that Jeffrey just revealed of who he hates the most. We're going to talk about poop knives, and we'll break down Jeffrey's stand-up routine. All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. If you are not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live there on the website or with the Rover Radio app, which you can download to your phone. You can also watch on the Apple TV app. You can watch live as they do The Aftermath. A lot of people have been asking, when are those RMG track jackets going to be released? As soon as the website is stable and everything is working the way it's supposed to, we'll put those up. We also have another thing that people have been asking for, and it's about a month too late. It would have been great to do it at the end of last year, but a lot of people have asked, hey, I want to give RMG Plus as a subscription, as a gift. Is there a way to do that? Really, there was no way to do that before. But,
like a birthday gift or Christmas gift.
We'll
or...
turn that on for you as well so that you'll be able to.
It's cool.
Yeah. It may be the only way to get the show sooner rather than later. Who knows?
Whoa.
I don't want to say that. I mean, that's.
Are you still fighting with them? With the?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got to check Bitcoin.
You're screwed. That's your retirement.
Yeah, what is Bitcoin down to?
Before we sign off, after that statement, come on, Bitcoin, go up.
96.40. It's at down 15% on the day. So you recovered about $200 or so today.
I didn't buy a full Bitcoin, though.
No, I'm saying on the price of a Bitcoin. I mean, I was looking at the historical price. I don't follow this. But if you look at this...
You do now, don't you?
Well, I'm looking at this now because I'm...
How don't you invest in when you look at that one graph of it just sitting at 400 for years and then it jumped
right, up? It's exactly. It's sat at a couple, few hundred dollars, 200, 300, 400, 500 bucks, and it was back and forth in that range until the end, until a year ago. It started to march up, and... I'm just worried that you guys are like, oh, it'll come back up. I don't know.
I'm not saying that for sure.
Set it and forget it.
Do you have years and years to, if it goes back to $245?
Yeah, just sit on it.
You have essentially lost all of your money.
I mean, I get that. I'm aware of it. You went down to zero.
Yeah. You bought in at the price when it was $14,000, and it's now $245. That effectively is a complete wipeout.
Yeah. But what if it gets to 50,000?
We understand how the market works.
Right, we're fine.
We totally get that. You're not telling me anything I don't know, that if it goes to 200, I've lost all my money. I'm very aware of that. Hyper aware of that.
Okay.
But if it goes up to 50 grand, I've doubled my money.
Right.
Tripled my money.
Okay.
If. 50? I know it's an if.
Good.
John McAfee says he's going to eat his own wiener. His own wiener. He's going to chop it off and eat it if it doesn't get up to $1 million by 2020, right?
One Bitcoin?
Yes. For 1 million. That's a guarantee John McAfee has put down. He will eat his own wiener. If you don't get behind that,
sell.
I feel the same
sell
way.
Sell your Bitcoin. I want to see him eat his own wiener, as Charlie so eloquently puts it. All right, listen. Again, I hope that the website and everything and the app and everything works. If it doesn't, trust me, believe me, we are working on this and it is a top priority for us. I think everything seems to be working at the moment, but these guys will start the aftermath here momentarily. And again, if you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. But good things are going to be happening with the app and things like that. It's going to be, I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. I think you're going to love it. And just be patient as we work through stuff. But so far, so good. We'll see how it goes. They'll start in just a few minutes. We'll be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.